much about something. You gotta put it in perspective.
I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, the word clown is used, and it's strange because clowns were meant to really make kids happy, and so, but there's, you know, a feeling to a lot of clowns, circus clowns, that it actually produces fear in the kids or some kind of anxiety. It's an interesting thing to think about clowns.
And now.
It's Thanksgiving. We are gonna have a good time.
Our feature presentation.
We don't have to play that more today, do we? I mean, this would be the last day.
Yeah, this is definitely the last day. Why, are people demanding we play it?
Well,
is
yes.
Is that what's happening?
So a bunch of people out on the street when I came in, they said,
really?
Hey, how about that Thanksgiving song?
I saw people with signs. I didn't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, weird, right?
Surprised.
There is a bizarre sports story from last night. The NCAA is the main college league for basketball. This is the secondary. It's the B League. I don't know what it's called. But this dude named Jack Taylor, who goes to a school named Grinnell, scored 138 points in a basketball game. Now, not
just one guy?
Not the team. The guy.
Really?
138 points, which is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. He passed the old record, which was 113.
So they have this history.
Isn't that crazy?
Does anybody else do anything?
Yes. I mean, they ended up winning 179 to 104.
Oh.
So they have no defense whatsoever. They don't care because this guy scores 138 points.
Right.
But, you know, the NBA record, I think, is 100, and I think it's Will Chamberlain. Back in the day when there was no other giant men to block him, so they just threw him the ball and he just put it in.
He just walked over.
Yeah, just over and over. But 138 points. The kid said he went in at halftime. He said, I figured I had about 30 points at halftime. You know, it seemed to be flowing pretty well. That was his feeling of how it went. And he was fifth, and then his coach came over and he goes, you have 58 points. At halftime, 58 points.
Shouldn't he be in the NBA?
Yes. Yes, he should.
Someone should be paying attention.
He was 20, let's see, he was 52 for 108 from the field. He was shooting that hot, and so they just kept giving him the ball, and he just kept shooting.
Sounds like a good idea.
And scored 138 points in one game.
Wow.
That's insane. When Kobe Bryant, you know, in the pros, it's a lot harder, of course, but when he scored 81 against New York or... You know, some of those, I mean, that's absurd. But this guy scored twice that.
I'm terrible at math, but I'd love to know, like, is that a basket every 3 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. It would have to be.
So, and at some point you're like, yay.
Yeah. Okay. Yay. Give it to him. Oh, all right.
All
seen
right.
it.
Did it again. Probably just left. Like this the whole game.
Probably left in the second quarter. I've seen it. They're going to win.
Really?
About 138 points. That's one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my entire life. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Today we are going to talk to Jack Passan. Jack Passan.
Jack Passan.
Is the king. I don't know if he's a king. I don't even know if there is a king. Of Whisker Wars.
The best show ever.
Now, Whisker Wars is the best show ever. The best show ever slash the worst show ever. It's both.
I've heard Duck Dynasty is also very good.
Yes, I've heard that as well from Stryker yesterday.
Yes.
But it is, it's fantastic and it's funny because they do have a competition for beards and for mustaches and for free flowing beards.
Yeah,
and
they have all their different categories.
A lot of different, and they take it super seriously. And this is like, Jack Passan's like the bad boy winner.
Right.
He's the guy that always wins and that everybody hates on because he's so good. Anyway, we're going to talk to Jack Passan today about Whisker Wars coming back, which is hard to believe that it is. Cousin Sal will be here with his NFL picks because, you know, the holidays. Tomorrow there are, I think, 3 games in the NFL and then over the weekend. And by the way, we, and by we, I mean I, mocked Sal last Friday when he made some picks, and they were pretty good.
Really?
His picks were pretty good. Oh. Yeah. Speaking of basketball, the King of Mexico has a new song. I don't know if you remember some of the songs in the past, but
they've all been great, and I can't wait.
They haven't all been great.
They've been great.
There's one that's been that's terrible that Dave tried to erase, I think.
They're like, oh, it's Thanksgiving great.
So, sort of, yeah. Because Dave does think that he's Kanye. But he's got a new song about the Clippers, so we're gonna premiere that today.
Okay.
We have Jimmy Pardo in the studio talking about podcasting for 24 hours straight.
Wow.
We have the movie beat because, again, it's a long weekend. Ralph will be here. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
So we got a pretty full show. And tickets for the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as well. That happens at 9:10. And then at 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now. Ralph Garman is back with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. Tomorrow's the big day. Get yourselves ready.
Yep.
Purge. I recommend purging.
Is that what you do all day today?
Yeah. Take a ton of laxatives. Stick your finger down your throat. You want to be as empty as humanly possible. You don't want to be devoid of any sort of food in your system whatsoever.
Right.
Get a high colonic. Make sure your colon's all empty and cleansed, and just be an empty vessel waiting to just take in all the Thanksgiving goodness of your feast,
and then eat your weight in food.
Just bring a friend, and when you can no longer lift your arms to eat, have him just open your mouth and just shove food in your mouth, and then get some sort of ramrod device, the end of a plunger or a pool cue, and just have him just keep pushing the food deeper and deeper into your mouth.
Thanksgiving at your house sounds fun.
Oh, it does. The best holiday in the world, so I want to give everyone a shout out and wish them the best tomorrow. Don't forget to get up early. Make sure you want to tune in.
For what?
6 a.m.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning in New York City, of course, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Nope.
86th annual. 86 years Macy's has been putting on this Thanksgiving Day Parade. Oh, it's the best parade.
You're joking, right?
It's the best!
He watches it every year.
It astonishes
me.
28 floats, 11 marching bands, 1,600 cheerleaders, 900 clowns. How many times do you see that many clowns in one place other than some sort of pedophile convention when you see 900 clowns all in the same location?
Parades blow, in general. This may be the best.
But the Macy's Day Parade is the best.
Okay, it's the best out of parades, which all blow.
You know why it's the best?
Why?
Giant balloons of your favorite cartoon characters?
Sure.
That's why you love
That's
it.
That's awesome. How often do you get to sit there and watch Ronald McDonald and the Pillsbury Doughboy and Spider-Man and Pikachu?
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog.
You're not selling us.
SpongeBob SquarePants, all giant versions of them just floating down the street.
Yep.
So impressive.
I would only watch it because once in a while one of them gets loose.
How dare you, madam. How dare you.
What's the damage that it does as it careens off the building?
Yes.
They have new balloons this year. Three new balloons.
That's great news.
Papa Smurf will be added. Hello Kitty. And wait for it, the Elf on the Shelf. Woo! Elf on the Shelf. Elf on the Shelf. Elf on the Shelf.
What?
You know
what? The Elf on the Shelf.
I don't know. Ralph doesn't know either.
You've missed an entire lifetime of joy.
Well, Glenda will be there.
And Glenda will be there.
In balloon form.
Just added
to the lineup
of entertainers this year is Glenda, along with Jimmy Fallon and The Roots, Chris Isaac, Carly Rae Jepsen, Mannheim Steamroller, Flo Rida, just everything you ever wanted in one place.
Wow, that sounds bad. There's zero about that that's appealing.
You know the first giant helium balloon cartoon character? You know what that ever was 86 years ago?
Mickey Mouse?
No. Peanuts?
No. Felix the Cat.
Oh, yeah. Felix?
Yeah. A little tribute. You can impress the family tomorrow at the dinner table.
Would you mind if I don't use that?
That's a gift. That's a gift from me to you.
Right, but I'd like to return it.
All right. Do you have a receipt?
Have a receipt for that?
All right, let's move on. Sad news. I talked about this a couple days ago, and it has come to pass. San Francisco has banned public nudity.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No more hanging out pantsless at the bus stop.
We were a little shocked.
There are two exceptions, Ralph. Did you see that?
Yeah. Festivals.
Oh, really? Festivals are still cool?
Apparently you can get naked at a festival.
All right.
And certain beaches. Apparently you can still get naked on certain beaches in San Francisco, which, as cold as it is in San Francisco,
I would not
choose that.
This was
festivals and parades.
This was a shock to us that you could do this in the first place, and now they banned it.
How'd we know? We've been up there just waving our junk around all the time.
Well, I'm not sure that's the answer, but...
Yeah. This is a great story. Britney Spears is sort of knee-deep in a love... Well, it's not really a triangle. It's more like a love Pentagon. Remember her 55-hour marriage back in 2004 with Jason Alexander was his name?
Yes,
went
the
to
guy
Vegas,
from
friend of hers. No, different Jason Alexander. Huh? They got together in Vegas and they got married for a mere 55 hours before they got it annulled.
Right.
Well, Jason is back in the public eye because he has a new girlfriend named Shar Jackson. Does that name sound familiar to you at all?
Yes, why?
What circles does he
Shar
run in?
Shar Jackson is the baby mama of Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' second husband, who has two children with Kevin Federline. So, once again, let me run this through for you. The sham 55-hour groom in the marriage that Britney Spears had, named Jason Alexander, is now in love and dating Shar Jackson, the baby mama of Britney's second husband, Kevin Federline, whom she has two children with.
Is he just trying to work his way back to her?
I can't imagine, but that's going to make for an awkward Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. That's all I got to say when they're all sitting around.
That is weird.
Yeah. The Biebs, Selena Gomez, back on.
Stop it.
Throw your relationship switch to the on position. The two were seen reunited at the Benihana Grill Monday night.
What?
Apparently they were hanging out, eating the Benihana, having a good time. Hmm. Oh, Selena, that was your chance. There's so many knives there.
No kidding.
Just grab one. Just plunge into his chest. Everyone would look the other way. And then they'd grill up Bieber and everybody would eat him. That'd be awesome. Here's somebody I've looked forward to. Kate Upton has announced she's shooting a Super Bowl commercial. She is going to be featured in a Super Bowl commercial. Okay, Kevin, we got it. We understand, yeah. For Mercedes-Benz, apparently.
All right.
Hopefully, the spot shows that Mercedes-Benz goes so fast it can blow Kate Upton's clothes right off of the drives faster.
I like it.
Other than that, I can't imagine a reason to watch. Oh, Kevin, I'm so sorry.
What? What are you so sorry about? Something I'm not going to like?
One of your new favorite shows is gone.
Oh, come on. What?
You recently got turned on to Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
I love that
show. Yeah, Starz has announced they've canceled Boss.
After
two extremely low-rated seasons. Even though critics loved it, nobody was watching.
I kid you not when I say one of the best series I've ever seen.
Aww.
How about that? What
Starz,
a bummer.
Starz has bounced that show, so you will no longer enjoy Kelsey Grammer and his brother Niles being the co-bosses of Chicago. And their elderly father lives in them. That cute dog. I love that dog would go, oh, for God's sakes, I'm a man.
That's a different
show. It was great.
It's a different show altogether.
Good stuff. And just when you thought the 12-12-12 Sandy Benefit concert couldn't get any bigger, it looks like the Rolling Stones may join the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, it's massive. Band has a gig in Newark, New Jersey the next day, so they could very well stop by the Madison Square Garden show for a number or two. Springsteen, Stones, things get massive.
Why are they doing this? The world's going to end like 10 days later.
That's true. I forgot about the Mayans. Well, then they'll have to have another concert to help rebuild the world.
For the end of the world?
Yeah. And lastly, Flaming Lips frontman Wayne Coyne is just a douchebag. If you heard this story or not. He basically shut down the airport in Oklahoma City last Saturday.
What?
Wayne was getting on a flight at the Will Rogers Airport there in Oklahoma City, and he had forgotten that he packed a hand grenade in his carry-on bag.
A hand grenade?
Yeah. Oh. Turns out the TSA frowns upon bringing hand grenades on a plane.
Now you can't bring a hand grenade on a plane?
First you can't get naked in San Francisco, and now I can't bring my exploding pineapple.
What is happening to this country?
On an airplane,
I don't want to live in a country where you can't bring a hand grenade on a plane.
TSA went, not surprisingly, ape-ass, and they closed off the entire terminal. Mainly because no one from the bomb squad was on duty, so they had to call the bomb squad in. Wayne told the police he got the grenade as a gag gift. Turned out it was one of those duds. It was not packed with explosives. It was just the shell.
Right.
With the pin in it.
But a real shell?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
Once the TSA realized the grenade was harmless, they eventually released Wayne, but thousands of folks missed their flights there.
I'd be
Oklahoma.
Angry at him if I was.
He wouldn't have, Flaming Lips wouldn't be his only problem. A flaming sphincter by the time I was done with him.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Today's celebrity birthday is singer Bjork. Celebrates her 47th birthday today.
She's the best.
Oh, and by the best, you mean the worst.
Yes.
Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman turns 46. Former NFL defensive end legend and now TV talk show host Michael Strahan is 41. Jesus, a cowboy and a giant celebrating a birthday. Same day is a bad day for
me. It's true.
Actress Jenna Maloney from Saved and Life is a House. She's 28 years old. And Carly Rae Jepsen, that adorable little Canadian who gave us Call Me Maybe. She's 27.
Oh, she's well built.
Really?
Yes, yes.
She's adorable. She's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
On the way, we have Jimmy Pardo. We have Movie Beat because it is the last day before a long weekend. We have Jack Passan from Whisker Wars. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have Cousin Sal talking about the NFL season. But first, let's talk about the NBA season. Dave, the King of Mexico, every year. Who's a Clipper fan?
Well, why are you clapping for you?
I'm not positive Dave is a Clipper fan or just a Laker hater. I know that I know that it began.
Stop it.
Hang on. It began as a Laker hater.
Yeah.
That did. He may have become a fan now because they've started making some moves, signing some great players. That's not why?
Stop it. No, just
you admitted that several years ago. Never. You admitted that's
never.
How it started.
Now there's a reason to be a fan. Because they've got a team signing players, they're stealing players at the Lakers draft, you know, that kind of stuff.
Who do they steal?
Oh, I don't
know.
Come on. Chris Paul.
Didn't draft him, by the way.
How about that?
They didn't draft him.
Yes, they did. They had the deal done.
No, that's a trade.
Deal was
that's a trade.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Deal's done.
Whatever.
Oh, wait, hold on. It wasn't fair, just like all their other trades.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk
about crying about that.
Let's talk about past years.
Okay.
As Dave has done many Clipper songs, and then we're going to debut the new Clipper song.
Yeah!
Which he will not let any of us hear until it airs.
The people demanded it, so I did it for them.
Did the people demand it?
Yes.
A long time ago, he started with the Clipper Nation's back.
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah!
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah!
The Lakers suck, and we know that.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was good and accurate and all. As the Clippers went on to be 0 and whatever, and then the Lakers probably won the championship that year. And then the next year it was Clipper Life.
Welcome to the Clipper Life. This ain't the same team, but I hold on to my dream. A championship brings the Clipper Life.
Not bad, right?
That was awesome.
That was a pretty good one.
This is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really dancing to his own music. I gotta tell you that. Then there was Clippers Gonna Be All Right.
Yeah. Cammy brings a team. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right. Clipper's gonna be alright.
Alright, that would suck. Let's be honest.
Let's hear the one before that again, because that was way better.
I know that none of those players are in the Clippers anymore.
Yeah. Then we have Clippers Run This Town.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, another high point.
The Clippers will run this town. CLIPPERS. This is Clipper Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Put your jersey on. Put on anything. Represent the Clippers.
That was my favorite line. Put your jersey on. Put on anything.
Man, that cadence was so good.
Yeah,
woo!
That was great. Clippers in Paris.
God, I didn't realize there were this many.
Yep.
Clippers ball so hard, you know where to find me. Laker fans keep trying me. I got the Clipper Nation sitting right behind me, so you can't deny me. Ball so hard, I couldn't believe. When the news came down, we got CP3. And just like that, at the top of a hat, the team turned into Lob City.
See, not bad.
That was a good one. That's my favorite.
That was a good one. Dave, what we're doing is setting you up for failure. We're setting you up for failure.
Hey, that was great. Well, let's just play those again,
because the new one's going to suck. And then, and then there was the really, really bad song. What was happening this year? It was at the end of the season.
We had a bet, and I think my I just gave up. The team just crapped it.
That year was a terrible year.
And then I gave up on our bet, so I made the song to pay you. And
how do I say goodbye to this season?
Oh my God. How bad is that? Now see
Listen, even Kanye sucks when he sings, you know, so it's all good.
If I had
auto-tune, it would have been sweet.
Most of the time.
But
Dave does consider himself Kanye.
Yeah.
What's this year's song? I have it. It's here. It's ready. Do you want to introduce it? Do you want me just to play it? How do you want this to play?
All I got
to
say, it's good music. So,
okay.
You know, it's Rocky Kevin.
King of Mexico's new Clipper song for 2012-2013.
Yo, turn up the bass in my headphones. Lob City, what up? All right, let's do this. Clipper Nation, represent. Ain't nobody messing with my clips. Clips, 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 clips. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother loving clips. Clips, 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 clips. As I look around, they be jocking on my clips. Clips, 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 clips. And all the Clipper Nation, man, they want.
Zero for style, zero for style quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
I do like the use of swerve. I do like that. That was good. I'd like to talk about this part, if you don't mind.
You can hate all you want, but I will not stop.
Is this you?
Yeah, of course it's me.
You can hate all you want, but I will not stop.
But that's you?
Yeah. When it comes to my clips, you know I'll always be down.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, Matt, bring the comedy. You've got cojones.
And now I quote Dave, the King of Mexico, quote, "Oh, I can't wait until Glee does that song next week."
Oh, my God.
It's World Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:42 on the way. We have Jimmy Pardo, we have Jack Passion from Whisker Wars, we have the Movie Bee, we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage, Cousin Sal gives us his NFL picks, but first, let's talk Lakers. We can't talk Clippers without talking Lakers, let's be honest.
Right.
Steve Springer is on the line, who has written a book called The 100 Things Laker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good, thanks for the time today, appreciate it.
Sure.
I thought I knew everything about the Lakers. I grew up a Laker fan. I was in Phoenix. My family does not enjoy the fact that I've been a Laker fan my whole life, but I have. And, you know, you start thumbing through this book and you go, I didn't know that. Sure didn't know that. Sure didn't know that. Seems like there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in the book.
Well, I mean, yeah, most people don't know that the team started as the Detroit Gems way back when and then moved to Minneapolis. So the history goes back even before the NBA was born in the late 1940s, and of course it's it is the most colorful franchise in NBA history with all those great personalities and all those great stories.
You used to work for the LA Times as a sports writer for a long time?
For 25 years, yes.
25 years, wow. What about, where did the name Showtime come from, for example? I had no idea. I figured they just, they just made it up because they're so entertaining to watch.
Well, way back before Jerry Buss even owned the team, he used to go to a club in Santa Monica called The Horn, and they would have, when the evening's entertainment would start, they'd have four singers in all four corners of the room, and then an announcer would come out and say, it's showtime. So, Buss thought about that when he bought the team, and he didn't have the players yet, but he knew he wanted, entertainment, he knew he wanted to attract the Hollywood crowd, and so he decided he wanted the Showtime offense, and he had to go out and put it together, but he came up with the name before he came up with the offense.
Really? That's awesome. All right, I need to find a team that matches the name.
Right, right.
There's also a chapter, and by the way, your chapters are relatively short, which is fantastic for people with my attention span.
That's
a real...
Well, December, I had to get 100 of them in.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's a really good thing. A little bit of behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of, even on the day Magic Johnson found out he had HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the phone call that he got from the doctor and that kind of stuff, because that was fascinating to me, and I remember where I was when I heard the news and all that stuff. Most Laker fans do.
Well, it was a couple of weeks before he actually told the world, but he was in Salt Lake City for an exhibition game. They had just gotten into Salt Lake City, and he got a call from his doctor, who said, or his agent actually, Ron Rosen, who said that he needed to come right back to L.A. That afternoon, and he was kind of puzzled. I mean, what could I have? I can't finish the game. Nope, you got to come back right now. So he flew back, and his doctor, Michael Melman, told him that he had tested positive for HIV, and back then, none of us really understood. We assumed that HIV automatically led to AIDS, so he kind of thought he had AIDS.
Yeah, it sounds like at that time it was a death sentence, basically, mentally. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way people thought, right?
Yeah, well, one of the strangest things is when, right after he was told, he and Lon Rosen went out to lunch. He was afraid to go home and tell his wife Cookie, which he later said was the hardest thing he ever had to do.
I imagine.
So they were sitting in a restaurant, and this woman came up, just a coincidence, and said, "Oh, Magic Johnson, I'm so thrilled to meet you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to raise money for AIDS. Would you be able to help us? Would you be able to come to an event?" It was just a coincidence, and she walked away, and Irvin said to Lon, "Now I'm one of them." It was just a strange.
Wow. Wow, that is weird. You have the seven unforgettable games of the 1984 finals, Magic versus Bird, Lakers versus Celtics. That's a pretty fascinating read as well, to go through that series and kind of read the behind the scenes of it along the way. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was the very height of the Lakers-Celtic rivalry, and there was so much animosity between the two teams. And it was, I remember when we pulled up to a Boston Garden for Game 7, someone threw a brick through the window of our bus. I said, "We're the media bus. What are they gonna do when the Lakers get here?"
God.
Oh, there's no love lost between those two cities, and there still isn't.
Yeah.
You also write about the biggest head cases. I didn't get a chance to get to that part, but the biggest head cases in Laker history.
Well, of course, there are quite a few candidates, but I put number one as Spencer Haywood, who during an NBA Finals fell asleep on the floor during practice and during their stretching exercises prior to their shoot-around. So I named him number one, but there are many head cases, and there, of course, Dennis Rodman, Smush Parker, and you could certainly put in Ron Artest, World Meta Peace.
I was going to say Meta World Peace has to be in there. When did you write this book? It's about a year old, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I wrote it a year ago, and then they held it up because of the NBA lockout. They didn't
come
out with a book when there was no basketball. So then I had to go back in and add Mike Brown as a coach, of course. Then I had to go back in and add Steve Nash, go back in and add Dwight Howard.
Right.
And now I guess I'll have to change it to 101 things and put in Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, you're going to have to continue to just update that book as it goes.
Right.
Well, it's a fascinating read, I got to tell you, and I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that's fun. Like I say, it's very readable, which is good for somebody like me. And it's called 100 Things Laker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Steve Springer is the author, and we thank you for your time today, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, we have Jimmy Pardo. We have Jack Passan from Whisker Wars. Very excited about that.
Oh, me too. What the hell? Well, I leave for one day, and all of a sudden we got a guy who grows a beard on television as a guest.
It's a sport. That is a sport.
He grows a beard.
That is a sport.
It's
no,
a slow sport.
It isn't.
But it's a sport.
It's not a very
it's
fast
It's a guy
sport.
Not shaving. That's what it is. Better That's
than
what he does.
But he doesn't shave better than anyone else.
So he not does something better than people.
That's correct.
You are bad.
Movie Beat, also on the way, and Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. First, Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Before we get to the beat, heads up, we are still taking votes for Miss Double December 2013. Get your ass to the website, kevinandbean.com, krock.com, and take a look at the 10 lovely finalists that we have provided for you to vote from. She is special this month, Double December. She has to be lovely and talented and personable and charming. A lot of pressure. So you have to go on there and you have to vote.
And, of course, our big Miss Double December pageant will be held down there in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. Happening on the 30th. We'll be there all Friday morning, and we will be doing our live Miss Double December pageant.
It's a week from Friday already.
I know. And then we will tabulate your votes, and we will crown her on Friday. You are going to want to be there. Make sure you...
We'll crown her.
Make sure you bring an un...
You're icky.
Wrapped, what, beans out somebody, so you have to creep it up?
Somebody has to pick up the creep.
Make sure you bring an unwrapped toy that we can give to the Marines down there. Every year we do this in affiliation with the Toys for Tots program, or Toys for Tatas, as we like to call it. And it's a great way to give something back this holiday season. So the Marines will be down there, and we are asking
something back.
Everyone who's going to attend has to bring one of those. Don't dare come down without it. Because they're Marines, and they have weapons.
Yes.
That's true.
And they will likely kill you.
They will take you out.
So go vote. Seriously, votes are coming in, but we need more. We need to know truly what your feelings are about Miss W.
You can vote more than once, right?
Sure.
Once a day.
Once a day. Okay.
But every day you can log your vote in, so make sure you do that.
I log my vote in.
Stop it!
Creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
While we're talking about the Marines and Toys for Tots and the holiday season, I've sensed a little reticence, a little friction.
From who?
From you guys, when I was talking about my love for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Since a little?
Of course, is tomorrow morning.
Just a little bit stupid.
Which is the greatest parade in the history of America.
Who cares?
Second only to the Mummers Parade in Philadelphia, of course, which is the...
No!
Mummers Parade, of course, being the oldest ongoing parade in the United States.
You can have that one.
But that's New Year's. We're talking about Thanksgiving. But I wanted to make Kevin feel a little bit better. So I'm bringing him some good parade-related news.
There is no such thing.
There is.
Unless Kate Upton's one of the balloons.
I'm out. Two of the balloons. Here's your good news, Kevin. You'll be happy to know that returning to television is the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Oh, awesome.
See? Because that, I told you you'd be happy.
That one's so bad that it's great.
The Hollywood Christmas Parade returns to television. It is going to be on the Hallmark Channel. How hard up is the Hallmark Channel for programming?
No way!
If they're going to air the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
This is where they get, like, the seventh lead in a TV show that you've never heard of as the Grand Marshal.
Their mics never work.
Their mics never work. Oh,
them.
It's so fun.
You're going to be shocked, Kevin.
I love it.
When I tell you that this year they are really upping the ante. Now that they're on the Hallmark Channel, this is a real deal. This parade is for real.
Sure.
Hosts... For the show?
Yes. Yes.
Eric Estrada?
Yes.
And Laura McKenzie.
Who?
Oh, you know her from World's Funniest Moments and Laura McKenzie's Traveler. Her TV shows that she starred in. Dean Cain will serve as host for the music portion of the show.
What? There's a host for a music portion?
Apparently
they're bringing in musical acts this year to spice things up, and Dean Cain will be a host for that section. You know him, of course, as Superman from Clark and Lois.
Please tell me when this is.
Clark, whatever it is. It will be December the 10th.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I know you usually like to watch them, and sometimes even bring in clips.
Oh, this
Monday,
is so
December
bad.
The 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. You can watch that on the Hallmark Channel, so mm-hmm. I wanted to give you a heads up. And really quickly, just in case you needed more enticement to watch, here are some of the celebrities who will be featured in the parade. They usually put celebrities in these convertibles, and they wave to the crowd and stuff.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Candace Cameron Bure, she will be in it.
You're going to have to give me some kind of heads up for a bell. I don't...
Candace
or
Cameron...
Or a job that they did.
She was in, I think, Full House or one of those kind of shows.
Okay,
Kirk Cameron's sister.
I'm going to suggest no then. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see who else we have here. Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno will be in one of the cars.
Is he going to get on the mic and address the crowd, Ralph?
Yeah. I wonder with everybody. Merry Christmas. I hope that it caused me to everything you wanted. Like hearing. That's what I'm going to say.
Santa hasn't delivered that for Lou yet. Mark Steinis.
Who we would know from...
Entertainment Tonight.
He's a host.
He's a host?
One of the hosts of
that show. I
haven't
watched that show a long time. Right.
Lou Gossett Jr. will also be featured. So they're bringing out the big
stars. They really are. A+.
So you will see... It's now its 65th year.
I love that so much.
Anyway, they're also working with Toys for Tots, so if anyone goes to this parade, they have to bring a toy, too.
They're going to make you bring something for that?
Yes, for the kids, man.
I hear you.
Hallmark Channel, December the 10th. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. But
yes, we will.
Very exciting. They actually have Joe Montaigne as the Grand Marshal this year.
Really?
He's an actual celebrity. I don't know. He needs a new agent.
That's strange. No,
he got roped into that. Oh, geez, I'm already late. I'm well late. I'm sorry. I will quickly hit these celebrity birthdays and we will move on because we have a very special segment coming up next. Hey, let me read you a quick email just to set that up before I get to showbiz birthdays. Ralph, been a fan of Kevin Bean for a long time. The reason I write you is because I ask you not to let Kevin rape my Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I am not alone when I say,
nope.
How dare he take away Halloween spooks? He literally killed that tradition. Please don't let him take away the Butterball Turkey Hotline call.
No.
Jorge writes that, so I think maybe in the next segment it's important for us. And then, in honor of the holiday
season.
I've never
liked that. I know you have. That's you and Bean. That's your thing.
But Bean is...
That's kind of your thing.
Bean gave up an organ so that you could have a Butterball Turkey Hotline.
I don't think that's why he gave it up.
That's why he did it. The sacrifice in order to make the Butterball Turkey Hotline live on.
Oh, it's so stupid.
It's awesome, and we're going to do it next. I'm going to make Kevin do it. Celebrity birthdays. Bjork is 47. Troy Aikman's 46. Michael Strahan's 41. Jenna Maloney is 28. And Carly Rae Jepsen, she is 27. Of course, she's Call Me Maybe. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Category of too much information. You do not want to be going to the bathroom and hear that song come on because it's like a minute and a half long.
And you can't get your business done.
You're like, I got to finish quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Scott Dellinger writes, I would love it, Ralph, if you could convince everyone else to do the Butterball Turkey Hotline. I know Bean's out. But I think you're arguing with Kevin about whether to do it. Not sure to bring some of your good old anger back. Scott Dellinger writes, look, there's not even any arguing. I think it just has to happen because this is the time of year where we need to come together as brothers,
as a
brotherhood of man. And we have to do
this is nothing
a tradition that brings joy to everyone of the holiday season.
Oh, this is stupid.
It's not stupid.
We
it's
didn't
a tradition.
Do it last year. We were fine.
And no, the listeners were shattered. Much like
shattered.
Halloween Spooks was killed this year, they cannot bear it if their holiday tradition of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Hotline, is also.
Those of you that don't know the bit... As Bean,
first of all, it's awesome.
As Bean and Ralph call it. We call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Right.
It's a farmer. Bean is usually the farmer.
Right. Money did it one year.
Okay.
So he was good.
He's chasing a turkey around.
So I don't know how to kill this bird. I don't know how to. What do I do? I've got a live turkey. And then I've brought in, actually, you'll notice I'm wearing my Butterball Turkey Hotline wings coat. That's true. Because I do this.
Made.
And it sounds like
it does sound
a
like
turkey's
wings.
Flapping his wings. And I go, come on, come on.
And then you make the sound effects.
And I sound as if there's a live turkey in the room, and then you're the farmer chasing the live turkey around your room.
And hilarity never ensues.
And the Butterball Turkey Hotline, which that's not the reason that they have that hotline set up. It's for preparing frozen turkeys.
Right.
Or fresh turkeys that you buy in a supermarket. It has nothing to do with real turkeys.
So not only do you want me to go...
So they're flummoxed. They don't have any idea. They don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's so crazy.
And we're putting them on the spot, you see? And that's why it's funny.
So not only are you asking me to go along with it, I have to be the actor. I have to do Bean's part where I'm the farmer.
You or Beer Mug? You tell me.
Are you kidding?
Kevin can't do this.
You or Beer Mug? You tell me. Who's going to be able to pull this off?
Oh dear God!
Let's give it a try.
Oh, Kevin! All right.
No. Woo!
Let's try.
Be awesome.
Let's give it a call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. What happened?
I don't know. See, already it's going bad.
I'll try it again.
Okay.
Hate to sabotage this bit by dialing the wrong number.
Butterball Turkey Hotline, how can I help you?
Hey, my name is Kevin. I'm on a farm, and I'm having a problem with my turkey. Can you help? Sir?
You have a question?
Is this the Butterball Turkey Hotline?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Do you have a question about one of our turkeys?
I have a turkey that I'm having trouble catching.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to catch it, but it's so slippery, it just keeps running around.
Well, live turkey?
Yeah. What do I do?
Butterball turkey? Doesn't sell live turkeys, sir.
I know, but I'm asking for your help. This is the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
You really think this is funny?
No.
Yes.
What are we
running around?
This is my job. This is my job, sir.
Right.
And it's not a great job.
Are you pretty busy?
Pretty busy, and I'm trying to actually help people. And then you call me up, and you take up my time with this.
I'm having trouble catching.
Yeah, I get it.
And then when we catch it, you can tell us what to do.
Turkey.
People like you make me sick.
Oh.
You make me sick. You're ruining the holiday for everyone else by clogging up this hotline with stupid pranks and games.
He's not ruining it. That's an exaggeration.
You make me sick.
How do I catch? What do I do?
No.
Come on.
Quite a reaction to this.
What do I, how do I?
That's a lot of turkey.
Yes. Jimmy Pardo joins us in the studio now. Welcome, Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus. That's a heck of a round of applause.
That's really all we could come up with. There's only a few of us.
Seems like enough.
Okay.
You know what? I know what I'm about to deliver. That's exactly what it deserved.
Perfect.
Hey, listen, I want to do a public service. I may or may not, if I'm out of line doing this, at the corner of Jefferson and La Cienega,
okay. There
may be a dead man in a car, and I'm not even making that up.
What?
There's a car that the blinkers are not on, but it's backing up traffic all the way past Rodeo and up into the Baldwin Hills.
Right.
And as I finally went past this car, nice car, by the way, there's just a guy looking like, it looks like he's slumped over in the front seat.
Oh, he may have had a heart attack or something. Or
maybe he's just asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, but if he was asleep, he would be rolling or something.
Yeah.
Right? So there's no hazard. But
if he had a
there.
Heart attack, he would be.
He'd be rolling too.
Yeah, so neither of those make sense. Maybe he's just hiding.
Listen, I didn't care enough to stop.
No, of course not.
And I didn't care enough to do anything. I was
the day before Thanksgiving? You're not going to stop for a dead man.
And I waited 12 minutes to come on the air and talk about it to alert the authorities. I didn't do anything.
Did you call 911?
No.
All right.
I said, you know what? You got an opening bit. That's what I thought.
USA.
Hey, there might be a dead man. Still something open with. Yeah, but by the way,
what does it take to get a guy to call 911?
You know, we've had drunk guys on the freeway who just stopped. And then passed out.
Maybe that's what it is.
That could be
what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice car, but he looks slumped over, like leaning against the passenger
in an unnatural way.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Where is it? And again, enough that I didn't stop.
Where is it?
Jefferson and La Cienega.
All right. Somebody that has any kind of soul.
Bad. No one else stopped. Apparently.
Somebody that has a soul, pull over and make sure that guy's all right.
I admit it. All on paper. This is horrible now. In my head, I went, well, this will be a funny thing up with. Why? And then now that I'm saying it out loud, no, what if the man is dead, you jerk? This is awful.
Well, you can't do anything then.
Listen, I can't do anything anyway. What am I going to do?
Well, you can call 911 if he's alive, but if he's dead, you can't do anything.
I got shows to promote.
That's correct. I mean, you got
to
do that.
This guy can't make my shows. Why do I really need to worry about getting this guy on board? And obviously, his family's out. Listen, you do the whole thing from him down. That umbrella's out to a lot of people
not coming
to see Jimmy Pardo this
weekend.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Now, tell us about what you're doing this week. It's Friday, right?
Friday. Okay. Actually, a great cause here on the West Coast from 12 to 12.
People who die in their cars.
We are supporting that.
No, you're not.
No. From noon to midnight.
You're hoping for more of it. From noon to midnight. That's 12 hours.
We are doing a marathon version of my podcast, the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny, to benefit the charity Smile Train. I have a different guest on every half hour.
Okay.
And we've done this thing this will be our fourth one.
Really?
And we've raised over $100,000 so far.
Wow,
is that
that's
for
awesome.
Kids with cleft palate?
It is. And
it's
that's
a great cause.
Great cause. For the surgery costs $250 and it takes 15 minutes. And
wow.
My little pea head comedian brain saw that on a piece. The advertising worked. I saw it on the back of Parade magazine.
Okay.
And the advertising worked. I saw that, and I saw the before and after picture and went, hey, though, for $250, I could change a kid's life.
I'm surprised it's that little.
It's crazy,
that's
right?
Shocking, yeah.
And so I donated that day, and I hope they found the other $249 to help that kid. But I donated
immediately. You did your part?
Listen, I did my part.
You did your part.
And then for whatever reason, it resonated with me, and so that's become my charity of choice. And
see, cleft palates care about. Man in car dead?
Guy's done. He's already gone.
What are you going to do?
Change a kid's life or not be here on time?
Good point.
You make the call.
Good point. So 12 to 12. Who's going to be stopping by?
We have John Hamm from Mad Men's going to be there.
Oh, sweet.
John has always made some nice time for this event, and that's very kind of him.
He seems like one of those guys who, and by the way, if you're in the public eye, you get asked to do a lot of charity stuff.
You get
lot of charity stuff.
You do it more than anybody.
Yeah, me, sure. No, but I do the asking. But... But he's one of those guys that he shows up every time there's an opportunity.
He really does.
That's pretty amazing.
He's a, you know, it's funny about John is John was just a guy I played poker with. And
you played with him before Mad Men? I did,
before Mad Men. He was just, you know, he was good-looking John.
Right. Right.
Just, you know, we were all out-of-work actors, wannabes, and he was just another one who was, you know, shockingly handsome.
Right.
But I and it was not a regular game that I was part of. I would fill in every now and then when they needed somebody. So then about a year later, I was doing a live version of the game show Match Game at the UCB Theater here in town. And the other producer, Scott Aukerman, said, well, why don't we get to John, John Hamm? And I went, John Hamm, the guy from Mad Men? How are we going to get him? He goes, that's John from Poker. Is that John from Poker?
you didn't even know?
That was GQ's Man of the Year. What are you talking about? That's John from Poker. And then John showed up and...
Did he remember you?
Yes. He goes, Jay, Jimmy.
What?
And he goes, oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast in my trailer. I'm turning everybody on the set onto it. So I become friends with Rick Summer from Mad Men because of it. Like, so John Hamm has really been my biggest famous champion other than, you know, my friend Conan O'Brien.
Sure.
And friend's a strong word when you work for a guy, but, you know.
You do warm up for him?
I open for Conan. I do remotes for Conan. I was just on as a guest last week. And I do backstage interviews, the Pardo Patrol.
Fantastic.
On the website for Conan.
Well, yeah. Sounds great. John Hamm's going to be there. We're going to talk about some more people.
Sure.
But we need to take a break. The podcast-a-thon, tell people where they can find it on Friday starting at noon.
Pardcast.com, or if it's easier, go to jimmypardo.com. There'll be a link on that.
There you go. We'll take a break. We have Jimmy Pardo in the studio. He is doing a podcast-a-thon starting Friday at noon to Friday at midnight. I'd say tune in somewhere around 9 to midnight. I'd say that at that point you're going to start getting pretty loopy.
You know what? We the last 3 years, we did it from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that loopy's not as much fun as you think it is. You know, it's like, that'll be great. Like, at 4 in the morning, we'll all be loopy. The audience will be loopy. The guests will be loopy. Nobody's interested.
It's always boring and tired.
And then plus, you lose the East Coast. You know, they stop listening and watching because they're asleep. So, yeah, we're going noon to midnight because we're all up those hours anyway.
That's true.
But I will tell you this, and I appreciate
it. You can watch it?
Yeah, it streams live right now.
On what?
Podcast.com.
Who knew?
Okay. I will. The afternoon's pretty star heavy. So the afternoon's a good time to listen. I know everybody likes to go shopping or watch, and I would. The afternoon's got some. We got some hitters.
Okay.
That I'm not privy to discuss.
Oh, come on!
I'll give you a couple. Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory is going to be there.
Okay.
Rob Corddry from Children's Hospital.
Love him so much. Love that show so much.
Scott Aukerman from Comedy Bang. Sarah Silverman.
Love her so much.
Going to be there. And then there's still a contract that don't exist. The ink is drying. On two names that if they come through, it's
Justin Bieber.
No,
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I got him. I'm just asking.
it's a valid question.
You know what's funny? So my friend Jen Kirkman, who's actually going to be on the show.
Okay.
Jen Kirkman, who writes for Chelsea Lately, posted on her Facebook yesterday. It made me laugh that she said, worst day of my life, just found out Justin Bieber's mom is a year younger than me. What a wake-up call that you are old, man.
Oh, that hurts.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
That's not good. But on the flip side, her son is Justin Bieber, and he's a douchebag. So she wins. Your friend wins.
Well, we all win.
Yeah.
America wins. That kid's got some terrific music. Your ears are lucky to hear what that young man is delivering.
Now, do you come up with a list of 100 topics? How do you prepare for a 12-hour podcast?
I have a different guest every half hour, and they do the heavy lifting.
But look, someone's not going to show up. I guarantee you.
You know, Sarah Silverman did not show up last year.
What? She said she would?
And then she calls me on the phone. I overslept. We started at 6 at 6. We overslept.
That's weak.
But she's such a sweet lady. And
she's
and
the best.
She's great.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she did not show up. And then the year before, somebody, you know, one year, John Hamm didn't leave. He wouldn't.
Well, that's a better problem, though, as long as he's interesting.
You got that head pop in from time to time.
It's a better problem than having nobody there and you have to fill.
Listen, that's insulting to me.
I'm not saying you couldn't fill well. I'm just saying you got to have them.
Listen, after 9 hours, we're all sick of my voice. Right. You know what I mean?
That's my point. That's my point. Now, when it gets to be late at night, do you have any big hitters?
We've got some.
Or is it just the afternoon people should check out?
No, I would check out the full 12
hours. You would.
We've got some folks.
No, do you think anyone is going to watch 12?
I have 100 people that sit in a theater and watch it for 12 hours.
No, they show up live.
They show up live. Okay. They sit there the whole time. Nobody leaves. They're not allowed to.
Do they fall asleep and or die?
Listen, if they are, I got stuff to do.
Who cares?
They're on their own. I hope somebody else calls 911. And then, people at home watch it for the full 12 hours. It's crazy.
Wow. That is bizarre. Now, how do you make money for the charity?
It's like a telethon.
people. Oh, you ask for people to give.
Yeah, give money. It's right on the it's right on the website there. You know, click, and then we have eBay auctions going on as well to win prizes and that sort of thing. But you know, all that money going to Smile Train.
Have you met any of the people involved in that charity?
I've talked via
either
email,
email. Email, I believe it's
it is email.
I think it is email.
Via electronic mail.
Although I did see your phone, and it does look like 1988 wants it back. Your phone.
Your telephone?
Yeah, I got your bit.
Okay.
I'm doing a take on radio.
He was looking at me like he didn't understand.
Oh,
but
I understood.
It was more he was going to punch me in the face.
I'm doing a bit to a camera that doesn't exist. I'm doing...
You can't do a take on radio.
It worked. People are crazy. People just jammed into a car parked on La Siena. People just rear-ended that poor. So maybe that woke that guy up. You want to bat him off my BlackBerry, you
I'm
go ahead and do it.
I'm just saying.
You know what it has? It has a keyboard. And I can't do the virtual keyboard. I
you know, you'd get to it. You'd get around that in 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
But why are you mad at this? Who
I'm
cares
not really.
What
I just
use?
Thought it was funny.
But you know what? Everybody's like, "Hey, look at your phone, hey, old man."
Well, look. If I'm not the only one, then you have a problem.
I like.
You know, could just be me being an a-hole, but now you tell me other people are pointing it out.
So much so that I was gonna. Who cares? Am I gonna? I was gonna. Hey, here's my bit about it. Mind your own business. But sure, mind your own business. What phone I use. Although I do mock the guy, whenever I see a guy pull up and he's got a flip phone, I go, ah, look at that poor guy.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, you could look down on the flip phone
guy. I'm sad for that guy. I don't look down on him. I feel bad for him. That's all he can afford. And that's my new charity. I'm going to do a marathon and get people new phones.
Get a better phone?
That's nice.
Get a better phone.
Yeah.
What a useless event that would be.
Please give.
People would really care about that.
People would get up on stage and just show their flip phone and go, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Look at this guy. You want him to live like this? This guy can't even tweet on this phone. This guy's living in hell.
Does your phone have a camera?
Yeah, it's got a camera.
Some of them these days will have a camera.
What's this now? So right, you're saying right in the unit that I make phone calls with.
You can take a photo.
No.
I swear to God.
You're talking about something from the future.
And then you can share it with people.
What do you mean? Like you I just hold it up and show it to them.
No, you can send it to them. It's newfangled
technology. So I print it out and then put that in the envelope and mail it?
You can literally just send a text with that picture in it.
A text?
With the picture in it. You can just send it.
Well, how do I text if I'm talking?
It's called
this
message.
Is like talking to my mom.
It is, except for he's kidding.
I may not be. No, of course I am. Text. I'm going to make a note of that. Text. Photographs.
I asked him if he was on Twitter. He's like, I'm not on Twitter.
I'm not. I don't believe in the platform.
You don't believe in the platform?
What
does that mean?
Listen, I don't
know. It either works or it doesn't.
I made a grand stance to my fan base, and those 12 people,
they would not have it.
You know, Lewis Black
remember
did
Lewis
the same
Black?
Thing, and he folded.
Did he?
Here's Lewis Black's joke. If you're on Twitter, F you. That was one of his jokes, and it always went over huge. And then...
Everybody got on Twitter.
He decided to get on Twitter.
Yeah. How do you be blustery on Twitter? How do you overreact
caps.
To candy?
Caps. Okay. Yeah, you have to write in caps. That's yelling.
Lou Black's a good man. Very funny.
He is.
But listen, don't compare me and his ways.
I'm just saying.
I'm wrong. I admit I'm wrong about Twitter. But I've made such a statement that I'm not part of it.
But you understand that statement is irrelevant, right? As it would be if you're on it. I'm just saying. It's not a...
Yeah, but
you're not going to go to your grave and go, you know what I'm most proud of?
that I stood up for my lack of Twitter.
My 1988 phone and I wasn't on Twitter.
First of all, friend, 2009.
Okay.
Let's go. That might be a two. You know what? That's not true. I'm not even to my year I can get a discount.
You don't even have an upgrade yet?
This is new.
Oh, it's not new.
This is the newest BlackBerry. Listen, I'll give the brand.
They stopped making them.
They're going out of business. And you know what phone I had before this? I had the Palm.
Oh, really?
I remember that.
I insist on going with companies right before they go out of business.
I like it. You're a rebel. That's your thing.
My server's MCI.
Still use AOL?
I got AOL. Documentation. Yes. It's fantastic.
Do you still connect to the internet through a modem?
What? There's a different way? Boy, I miss that sound. I will say that. I do miss that dial-up.
Annoying dial-up song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
last night, my wife and I, we sat around the radio. We listened to Fibber, Biggie, and Molly. We had a nice night.
I got to tell you, it's really weird because I have young kids, twins. And I sound like my grandparent because I'm like, you guys don't know what it was like before email. I mean, it really was.
It was.
What was it, 95, 96 or something like that? When it really became
to prominence? 96, yeah.
So they weren't born yet. I was like, earlier, and you know, when I was a kid, you didn't even have a cell phone, let alone email.
It's
and I sound like their grandpa.
Yesterday, my son, my mom, who lives here in town as well, my son was sick, and he was pressing the wrong remote to pause TV.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, you know, your dad didn't have pause, and my son was Roger Rabbit, his eye shot out of his head. He was like, what do you mean no pause? You couldn't stop television? What do you mean? And then he actually said, what happens if you have to go poo-poo? Well, you wait till the commercial break.
What commercials? We don't watch commercials.
Right. And by the way, my son's 17, I should tell you. Now listen, come on, folks, comedy. He's 5 years old.
He's 17. All right. Jimmy Pardo has been our guest. Tell us again about 12 to 12 on Friday.
12 to 12 on Friday. The podcast-a-thon, the marathon for my podcast, Never Not Funny. Different guests every half hour. Great names. John Hamm, Sarah Silverman, Simon Helberg, Scott Aukerman, Rob Corddry, and many, many more. My co-host, Matt Belknap and Pat Francis. We will be there for the full 12 hours.
Pitch in if you're going to help out.
Yes.
Yeah. But raising money for, I'm sorry.
Cause. Raising money for Smile Train.
Okay. And pitch in for a new phone. If you, I'm just saying, if you're there in person, maybe hand them a buck or two.
maybe Sprint could just bring me a new phone.
Okay.
Let's put it on them.
I'd be fine with that.
Sprint. Right? That way the real people can give money to this good cause.
Jimmy needs a new phone, and then the money will go to the cause.
Let's do it.
You're the man. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 7:53.
What's wrong with those people? Those protesting people.
Look, they're doing it on purpose because it's one of the busiest travel days of the year.
Yeah, I get it. I know they have union problems, whatever. They're trying to work out a new deal, whatever their bitch is. I get it.
Right.
They have a legitimate bitch, I'm sure.
But it's not our fault.
But don't F over the city because your bosses are dicking you around.
Yeah.
What did we do to you people that you're going to F up our holiday travel schedule? We're trying to get to see family and friends, and you're going to screw those people over?
Yeah.
That travel
to
schedule,
make your point, you selfish bastards.
That travel schedule, which is hard enough to keep this time of year.
I hope they all get fired. Bring in the scabs. That's what I say. F those people. I support the working man as good as anybody, but don't ruin other people's lives to try to get your point across. It's wildly unfair.
I agree.
That is some BS right there.
I'm with you.
Man. Steams me. Steams my clams.
I don't know what that means. But
my clams are steaming. That's what that means. Look at them. Look at my clams right here.
I don't know where.
Look at these.
I'd rather
tasty
not look.
Steamed clams right here.
I'd rather not look.
Anybody want some?
Nope.
Plenty of broth.
Nope.
Dip your bread in the broth.
Nope.
That's what I recommend.
I don't know what that means.
The best possible eating experience. All right, we talked about it. I want to reinforce the fact that the Hollywood Christmas Parade is coming back to your television sets.
Oh, that's so bad.
It was on local TV for years.
Yep.
And they finally said, oh, no. We've got reruns of Bing Bang Theory we can show. We're not going to waste any precious broadcast time on the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Hey, you want to hear a clip?
Yeah, sure.
I have a clip of a former Hollywood Christmas
Parade. He's our Diamond Jubilee Grand Marshal, the Emmy-winning co-host of Live with Regis and Kelly.
The one and only Regis Philbin and his lovely wife, Joy. Hi, guys.
Happy holidays.
Regis, thanks for being here with us.
Happy holidays.
Yep, nothing.
And I see Joy's there with you as well, Reach.
Can you hear us, Regis? Can you hear us?
Reach, you hear us?
That question has been answered.
Yeah, I think you know the answer to that question, don't you?
That's why I love that parade so much.
Yeah, technical difficulties abound, and it'll be very entertaining. But this year, they've upped the ante when it comes to hosts. Eric Estrada and Laura McKenzie will be your hosts, so you get that going for you.
Wow. And it's what channel?
It's going to be on the Hallmark channel.
Huh.
Which I'm guessing is way down there in the cable numbers or on your DirecTV. But you can check out the Hallmark channel on December the 10th from 6 to 8 p.m.
I hate parades. And this one is easily the worst, which makes it fun.
Or hell, just go down there yourselves. Just line the streets of Hollywood Boulevard there and go and see it live. Because it is quite the adventure.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about more showbiz news. Kim Kardashian. Porn star Kim Kardashian has managed to piss off both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian argument.
Wow. Tough to do that with both of them.
She started by tweeting prayers for Israel, which is fine, but that made her Palestinian fans upset. Who knew she had Palestinian fans?
Right.
So then she quickly tweeted, and prayers also to the Palestinians, which in turn, of course, cheesed off her Jewish fans. And now she has deleted all those tweets and has vowed to
to learn more details about the Middle East conflict, she said.
Oh, she's so dumb.
She is scheduled to make appearances at Millions of Milkshakes in Kuwait and Bahrain. And will meet with local leaders, she says, when she's not pimping herself out at an ice cream store.
Please, what local leader is going
to
meet her?
Well, she needs to sit down and try to hammer this thing out, Kevin. She's our best last Oprah piece in the Middle East.
Oh, boy. Here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody.
It's not going down.
Come on.
No,
race
war. Don't get excited. No race war.
Kim Kardashian.
But here's what I predict.
Pretty complex situation. Maybe she should stay out.
What she does is she picks a high-ranking official from the Palestinian side.
Right.
Somebody from Hamas.
Right.
High-ranking official from the Israelis.
Right.
Airtight. It's all over. Then everybody's happy. Everybody leaves the room with a smile, and the two leaders go back to their respective camps, and they say, you know what?
Everything's better.
Everything's fine. This gentleman and I just shared a very intimate experience, and I can see now we have a lot more in common than we do differences. And so everyone lay down your missiles in your arms, and it all works out. Kim Kardashian, world peace. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Great idea.
Another day. Another potential alleged accuser for Elmo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Another guy stepped up who said that he, too, had a sexual encounter with Kevin Clash, the Muppeteer, of course, who was the voice of Elmo on Sesame Street. This guy's name is Cecil Singleton. Sounds like a Muppet. He says back when he was 15, he was persuaded by Clash to hook up for sexual encounters. Now Singleton, who's now 24, he wants $5 million in damages from his lawsuit that he filed.
Ralph, we had Rich Eisen in yesterday,
uh-huh.
NFL Network, talking about his Thanksgiving special, which he had an open recorded 6 weeks ago with, what's the guy's name,
Kevin Clash.
As Elmo. So he's sitting there at the desk, he's depressed, and Elmo cheers him up. And this was their big open for their Thanksgiving
poor
special.
Poor Rich.
So he's like, going to have to scrap that.
I'm going to do now. I used to bring in John Travolta and have someone give him a massage. that's rough. Yeah, as Kevin mentioned, Kevin Clash did resign from Sesame Street yesterday after 28 years of working with the company. He said he leaves with a heavy heart and even heavier testicles. So. Hasbro, by the way, said they are not going to change anything about their Elmo toys. They will continue to make Elmo products.
That makes sense.
This year's Laugh Out Loud Elmo doll, the LOL Elmo, retails for $40.
Is that a joke?
Nope.
Really?
LOL Elmo.
Hmm.
Retails for $40, so I can see why they would not want to pull those from the stores, because I'm sure it's going to be a very hot item this Christmas, and $40 is $40, right?
Right.
And this is good news and bad news when it comes to television. Bad news for folks like Kevin, who fell in love with Kelsey Grammer's series Boss over there on the Starz cable channel.
Oh, it's so good.
After two low-rated seasons, Starz has announced they are canceling that show.
Are they finishing up the season, or no?
I'm sure they will probably run off whatever episodes they have remaining.
I don't know if they have any remaining.
Wrapped up already?
That's sort of.
I don't know anything about the show. I did not watch.
Oh,
apparently,
so
like
good.
Most people, I did not watch the show.
That's the problem. No one did.
There is a rumor, according to Hollywood Reporter, though, that Starz may wrap up the series with a two-hour movie.
Okay,
so
great.
If you're a fan, perhaps they will give you a chance to say goodbye to your beloved characters, and they'll do something to wrap up the storyline.
Kelsey Grammer is the mayor of Chicago, and he's got all kinds of mental problems and a serious illness that is making him see things.
Wow.
And he can't keep anything straight, and is just going crazy. He's so good.
Sounds interesting.
So good.
It's going bye-bye.
Nudity.
Kelsey Grammer actually won an Emmy Award for his work on that show. So obviously it was well done, but not well watched. The good news, however, if you're like me, you're a huge fan of House MD. Former star of that TV program, Hugh Laurie, could be back on TV as early as next year.
Wow, doing what?
As a pirate!
What?
Yes!
Hugh Laurie is a pirate?
Let me give you a little heads up, a little inside information, what to look for next season. Two hottest things on television next year are going to be pirates and Vikings. A lot of pirates and Vikings coming to your TV screen.
Seriously, though.
Yep. NBC is doing a drama called Crossbones about the legendary pirate Blackbeard.
And that might be Hugh Laurie.
And Hugh Laurie may step up and play back Blackbeard the pirate on this pirate series.
That's a terrible idea.
The series takes place in the Bahamas, where Blackbeard was basically the ruler of the island of New Providence, and this collection of pirates, thieves, outlaws, and wayward sailors that used to come through there. And Edward Teach, the real Blackbeard, was actually British, so Hugh could go back to his normal voice if he wanted to work. So
he's a great actor.
He is a great actor, and sure pull it off. I think that would be a cool series to see. Stories about pirates and whatnot. All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Bjork is 47 years old today. Troy Aikman turns 46. Michael Strahan, formerly of the Giants, now the talk show Live with Kelly and Michael. He is 41 years old. Jenna Maloney, lovely actress, is 28 years old today. And Carly Rae Jepsen celebrates her 27th birthday. She, of course, Call Me Maybe. That was her big hit, right?
Yep.
Maybe we'll taste that real quick.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number.
One of those songs that I found out that doesn't matter if you like it or hate it, it will get stuck in your head for life.
I was going to say, you're welcome to everyone listening now. You'll be humming that for the rest of the day.
It'll be like 4 p.m. You'll be going,
my little gift to you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. About to talk to Jack Passan, who is, of course, the world's greatest beard-growing athlete. Listen to this.
And in first place, Mr.
I'm Jack Passan from Los Angeles. Over the years, I've won 2 world championships. I wrote a book. The judges think my beard is great. I have never not placed in a beard competition. If I melted down all the gold that I've won, man, I would just be blinging. My beard is emblematic of the health and virility that, you know, a bearded man should show the world. There's an obscene amount of maintenance behind this beard. Look, I take care of myself, and my beard reflects that. I've been a performer my whole life. Everybody has the best version of themselves. My best version is consistently up on a stage. I don't even feel like I've had a choice with this beard. People on the street, they just tell me, yeah, it's a great beard. Somebody honks their horn, you know, they stop traffic, there's a horrible accident, they run up, they tell me it changed their life. Meanwhile, all these people just are perishing. I guess I just have to keep going for the people. Whisker Wars Season 2. This time, it's personal.
Jack, you're crazy.
I love that.
Well, you know, I was so young and so wild. It was a different time.
You crazy, my friend.
How are you?
Good.
I miss you guys.
We had Jack in last time.
We
and
did.
I got to tell you, he's got a hell of a beard. Hell of a beard. Season 2 begins. Now, what happened on Season 1? On Season 1, the U.S. was going to try the U.S. beard and mustache growing team, what are they called?
Beard Team USA.
Oh, sorry, Beard Team USA. This is real, people. This is something that you may not know about, but this is an actual real life. These guys spend their entire lives in this competition, and they were going to go over and try and unseat who are the champions, the Germans?
That's correct. The first season led up to the World Championship in Norway.
Okay.
Where, of course, we were up against the Germans again.
And? Not that I didn't watch, but just a refresher.
Well, listen, I did better than anybody else on the show. However, I was robbed of my title in a very political move, which is so fitting given, you know, kind of the theme of the show, you know, the politics and drama and trash talking.
This is the part of the show that I love the most because it's Whisker Wars. I mean, it's a competition between guys who just don't shave more than other people. And yet there's backstabbing and there's a lot of talking behind people's backs and spreading rumors and political this.
This is serious stuff.
It's serious, serious stuff. So what happened at the World Championships in Norway that you got robbed?
Well, what happened is there was a guy there who I had beaten in the past, but his...
Is that that old dude?
Well, it was an old dude, but it wasn't the old German guy who outside of the show... I'm totally friends with. I'm friends with his wife. I know his daughter. I mean, you know, I'm like the show paints it as this rivalry, but this guy shows up and he sits with the judges all day. And
son of a bitch,
his club owner, like the club president, is like friends with and like brother-in-law is one of the judges. And so then the panel is 7 people, 4 of which are in the club or friends of this guy. I mean. So I'm surprised I even got second because they don't really like me.
This will not stand.
Wow.
This will not stand.
No, it won't. You know, I mean, you know, the fun of like competitive facial hair for me is always like, you know, in its parody.
How do you say that with a straight face?
He says competitive facial hair.
That's what we call it. So, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, the judges hold up these signs, you know, like 9.5, 10, this kind of stuff. It's like the Olympics. You know, for me, it's always been a fun way to be like a parody on sports celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Look, every major sporting thing. I mean, I love boxing. Boxing is corrupt as it gets.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so.
But you'd think that the beard growing competition would be untouched by scandal.
I was, well, like I said, I was young and naive, and I had high hopes for the world, and I thought I could change it.
Now, when they said runner-up, that's you, right? Second place?
Yes.
What went through your mind? Should you end it all? I mean, what went through your mind at that time?
Well,
I'm going to cut it off. This is not fair.
No, I just thought, I thought, man, you know, like, I've got a lot going for me. I have a lot of other things in my life beyond the beard. If this is going to be just like a corrupt mess where, you know, guys who have nothing else going for them in their lives, you know, like organize a win to create relevance in their lives, like I need to get out of here because it's a toxic place. And then
sure.
There's probably some other new age verbiage and whatever. So what I did and didn't tell anybody, I retired. It was a silent retirement.
Wait, how do you retire and not tell anybody? Isn't that...
Well,
is it telling people you're retiring part of the retiring?
Because then you can unretire.
But you were never retired publicly.
I've never really understood there's like a line between burning out and fading away. And
sure.
I don't know. You know, it happened. And then, well.
You could burn out on not shaving.
Yeah. Well, trust me, man. This thing is like a brush fire waiting to happen.
All right. So, Jack, so you got second place. Now, what's going to happen this season?
So, at the beginning of season two of Whisker Wars, I find myself contemplating, what am I going to do if I don't compete? Do I shave off my beard? And
oh, that's got to hurt.
All this kind of stuff. And you'll have to watch the first episode to see what happens.
You bastard!
Cliffhanger!
But, yeah, and then, you know, I can't really speak for, like, the other people on the show, but for me, you know, it's a story of a guy who, whose perhaps notorious reputation might prevent him from winning anything.
Right.
Then he reconnects with his sport, if you want to call it that.
I mean, we do in jest.
Yeah, well, listen, I do in jest as
okay,
well.
Good.
And a lot of people, listen, man, the first season, I'll, this is a warning to the world, man. If you are sarcastic and have a dry sense of humor, they will throw spears at you and shoot you. And
they don't have a good sense of humor in the beer-growing community.
I learned that the hard way.
Jack is the bad boy of beards.
We know that.
A lot of people don't realize that,
yep.
But man, he is polarizing, and half of the community would like to burn him at the stake. The other half worship him.
Yeah, I'd probably say, I mean, it's probably 60-40.
60-40.
That ratio you just described.
What, 60 to love you or hate you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's basically people who don't know me don't like me.
Okay.
And then people who, you know, we hang out and it's like, you know, hey, I'm in a unique position. You know, I watched competitive facial hair grow from literally, you know, 5 Americans, like on a cool trip to Germany.
To now there's like 12.
Yeah. Well, we just had the national championships in Vegas. There were over 300 competitors.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's just not true.
No, it really happened. And so, you know, I mean, I've seen it go through all these things. And, you know, I mean, over the years, if you can't have a fun time and a sense of humor with something, if you take it too seriously, you know, you can't keep doing it. And, you know, I've been able to keep doing it because, you know, I have a lot of fun with it.
Is it a young man's game?
Well, I am getting a little bit older. No, I think it's my game.
I do as well, Jack. I do as well, and I'm behind you. Now, are you gonna enter the next world championship? That's part of this season?
Well, this one leads up to the German national championship,
which
is like, you know, the big one. And the next world championship is next year.
Okay.
But listen, you know, I don't know. Anything could happen. You know, I already retired once and forgot to tell everybody.
That's what not retiring.
I think that's
convenient.
What if
I've already done that again?
That's absurd. That's not retiring.
That'd be like Kobe Bryant saying he's retiring and then playing basketball for the season. Whisker Wars is highly recommended. It is a sport. Do not say it's not. It season two premieres Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. on IFC, the independent film channel. And Jack Passion is the bad boy of beards.
I wouldn't be able to do it without you guys on my team. It is a great honor, and thank you so much for
thank
your
you.
Support.
And we would expect perhaps a shout-out when you win the world championship.
Well, you know, I'm basically going to put your logo on my robe.
Fantastic.
That I wear on the stage. Right. We already discussed that.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Big holiday weekend coming up, the Thanksgiving weekend. That means your new movies are in Cineplexes today, with the exception of one that does come out, as usual, on a Friday. But you know what's not coming out today, which really cheeses me off?
What?
Since it's Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah.
Where the hell's Eli Roth's Thanksgiving?
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffers scared out of you.
Where is that?
Yeah.
White meat, dark meat.
White meat, dark meat. All will be carved. Get ready to come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Come on, Eli Roth. Get on the stick, will you, please? Dying for that movie. The longest time. All right, let's talk about some movies that actually are coming out this weekend. On Friday, in limited release, I'm sure they're putting it out there for early Oscar consideration. Director Sacha Gervais brings us the story of Hitchcock. I can't wait to see this film because I love biopics, movies about real people, especially when they're entertainment figures. And Hitchcock, of course, one of the greatest directors of all time. It's widely considered. He was brilliant at what he did. And this document...
He was freaky.
He was a freak. Yeah, he was a perv.
Was he a weirdo?
He was a perv. He always had a thing for all of his... leading ladies. He would cast these smoking hot blonde actresses, whether they could act or not.
Who could blame them?
And he look just at
would,
him.
And he would like, yeah, he's going, good evening, I'm fat and floppy.
Oh, no.
And he'd like do creepy things to him and perv out
and
on him.
Play mental games with them.
Yeah, in order to get Tippi Hedren upset for the movie The Birds that they did together. Remember that film where all the birds are attacking that small coastal town?
Remember it existed, yeah.
Yeah. Of course you didn't see it because it was sold. Came out before 1990.
Right.
He sent her like packages, like presents. She opened up, it'd be like a dead bird carcass inside the box and everything. Yeah, he would twist their melons. This documents the making of perhaps his most famous film, Psycho. 1959 was when that film was made, and this is the story of Alfred Hitchcock and his wife Alma, who he did all of his films with. She worked very closely alongside of him. Anthony Hopkins plays Alfred Hitchcock in the film. Scarlett Johansson plays...
Does he twist her melons?
I don't know if he twists her melons or not. But she plays Janet Leigh, who, of course, was the star of that film. Danny Huston also in the movie. This looks like a great cast and a great story. If you love Psycho like I do, one of my favorite films, this is an interesting behind-the-scenes look. Scarlett Johansson and Alfred Hitchcock in this scene I'm going to play for you are talking about the shower scene, the legendary shower scene in Psycho where Janet Leigh was in the nude and they shot that. And remember,
Sure. The knife?
Anthony Hopkins' character, Anthony Perkins' character, rather, shows up with the knife and stabs her to death. Here's Anthony Hopkins as Hitchcock talking to Scarlett Johansson as Janet Leigh about shooting that famous scene.
How are you going to shoot this shower scene?
Yes, you in the Sherlock office. It's only that... Well, from here up, I'm not exactly boyish, so...
Allow me to set your mind at rest, my dear. I will be shooting short bits of film from various angles.
Mm.
Cut together, the montage will only suggest nudity, suggest violence. Nothing will actually be shown. But, of course, having you in the shower will make it all that more, well, titillating.
Yeah, titulating.
How did he say that exactly?
He said titulating.
Titulating.
Hitchcock was the bean of his day. He was the bean of movie making. Also coming out today is Rise of the Guardians. This is for the kids. This looks like a very fun film. This is about an evil spirit who launches an assault on Earth, and the immortal guardians, as they're known, have to team up to protect the innocents of children all around the world, and those guardians are Santa Claus, naturally.
Sure.
He wants to protect the kids. The Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, They all get together in order to team up and battle evil. It's like the Avengers,
This is true.
But this is true. Right. Right. It's not like the Avengers, which is fake comic book superheroes. Right. These are real guys who get together. It's the Avengers of all of our childhoods. And here's a scene, some clips from the trailer of Rise of the Guardians.
The Big Four, all together. Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Sandman, and the Easter Kangaroo.
The what?
I'm a bunny.
It is our job to protect the children of the world. Now we face a threat greater than ever before.
What an adorable dream.
What's more powerful? It's fear. We need your help.
That's Alec Baldwin as Santa Claus, Hugh Jackman as the Australian Easter Bunny.
Wow.
Chris Pine as, I don't know.
Someone else for whoever he is.
Anyway, it looks like fun. Isla Fisher also in the film. Coming out also today is Ang Lee's Oscar bid for his film called Life of Pi.
I can't for the life of me figure out what this is, but it looks great.
Come on, Kevin. It's a young man who survives a disaster at sea, and he's stuck in a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger.
I read the book. The book was super
they
popular.
They become best friends. He and the tiger become pals because tigers love to make friends with Indian kids. That is science.
In the ocean.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. It is a fantasy, as you can imagine, but by all accounts, it is a remarkable piece of filmmaking. Here is a scene from Life of Pi where Pi himself is writing about the tiger who he has named Richard Parker.
In times like these, I remember that he has as little experience of the real world as I do. We were both raised in a zoo by the same master. Now we've been orphaned, left to face our ultimate master together. Without Richard Parker, I would have died by now. My fear of him keeps me alert. Tending to his needs gives my life purpose.
It's a boy and his tiger. And this is a true story?
I don't know.
I think Santa Claus shows up and saves them both, if that means anything. And then, of course, the one we're most excited about around here, Red Dawn, opens up today.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's the story of a group of teenagers who look to save their town from an invasion of the North Korean soldiers. A little piece of trivia, originally in the film, when they filmed it, I believe it was China that invades America.
Oh, I thought it was Russia.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the first film was Russia. This version was reportedly the Chinese army.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then they went back and reshot certain scenes to identify them as North Koreans.
Why?
Because someone with the studio said, do you have any idea how many tickets we sell for movies in China? We do not want to make them the enemy.
That's funny.
Oh, okay. Can we make them the Klingons then? it is just like the original. A bunch of impossibly good-looking teenagers pick up arms and defend their town against invading forces. Here are some clips from the trailer of Red Dawn.
They messed with the wrong family.
How did this happen?
There's a new class of weapon. Everything went offline and never came back. They wiped us out, including U.S. Central Command.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm going to fight. Anybody who wants to join is welcome to. We'll hit them on our terms. We're the Wolverines. We create chaos. We inherited our freedom. Now it's up to all of us to fight for it.
Wolverines! Wolverines!
Can't wait to see this.
And that's Thor, right?
Yeah, Thor stars. This is I think he made this pre-Thor, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, did he?
This was made about 3 years ago. They're finally getting around to releasing it. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, one of my favorites, also in there. Adrian Palicki, we talked to her earlier in the week. She is adorable and looks great in this film. So if you're looking for some popcorn movie, you just want to sit back and cheer on the good guys and hiss the bad guys, enjoy yourself a holiday movie, Red Dawn's a great choice.
Or if you haven't seen Skyfall, check that out. That's a great movie, too.
Absolutely. And if you haven't seen Breaking Dawn Part 2, the Twilight film, good for you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Hi, this is Samuel L. Jackson.
Hey, this is Hilary Swank.
Hi, it's Jonah Hill.
Hey, this is Daniel Tosh, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the world-famous K-Rock, asshole.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Don't forget, you can still vote. The online voting is now open at krock.com for Miss Double December. You can go through all 10 of the finalists, vote for whoever you'd like. You can vote once a day and help us pick a Miss Double December. We will have the pageant a week from Friday. In Fullerton.
Where yeah,
we
the slide bar. Slide bar. It's always fun. Yep. You bring an unwrapped toy. We have a great time.
Let's say good morning to Adam Carolla. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, get it on, man.
Are we about to hear your rant on Thanksgiving?
I got rants on Thanksgiving and beyond.
Fantastic. Time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at number three and working my way up to number one. Something I just stumbled on. I don't know what's going on with the bracelets, the dudes and the chicks, but I mean, we are in full tilt bracelet mode.
Yeah.
And then I realized, is there anyone you like who has more than one bracelet, dude or chick? Like, let's ask ourselves a question.
All right.
Which Janine Garofalo did we like? Bracelet? Bubbly, funny, vivacious, comedic? Janine Garofalo with zero bracelets, or super angry, skinny Janine Garofalo with basically a snow tires worth of vulcanized rubber on her right arm?
So multiple bracelets equal bad personality?
It's weird, but each one you add, you get a little angrier.
Okay.
Well, think about it. Is there a dude you like? I mean, maybe the live strong thing for a couple of weeks around the office until everyone gets the idea that you're better than they are.
Right.
Then you can take it off.
Uh-huh.
And then I also see these people, I'm like, what goes on? When you take a shower, how does this go? Do you put a garbage bag around it? Do you slide it up and have to Purell under it? Like, aren't you going to get a staph infection? It's getting moldy? Or do you just spend 2 hours and 45 minutes every morning putting those things on? And then at night, what's it like sleeping on a truck tire? Like, how's it work? What goes on? And who goes, yeah, she's not much to look at, but did you see all of those rubber things on her right arm?
Pretty hot.
My daughter's young. Quiet now, baby. Daddy's making comedy.
Does she have bracelets on right now, Adam?
No.
All right.
No. Just aggressive piercing. Then there's this one. That's the rubber bracelet one.
Right.
Then there's the friend of your mom with the huge wooden ones.
Oh, sure.
Massive. Yeah. Like, you hear them jiggling coming down the hall like someone took an oar and just bent it around their right wrist. And there's ever been a situation where you're like, well, she's had a hysterectomy, she's 63 years. Woo, what's that bracelet? Oh, man, we got to get in bed. Sis, you are turning me on, sweetie, with that huge chunk of wood. Oh, man, with that tall ship's worth of plank you have on your right arm, that is so hot. What's up? Let's knock it off. And dudes, I mean, I was in New York a week ago, and I saw a guy with like 35, and I'm sure they all mean something.
No, they don't.
Well, maybe they mean something to him. To me, it just means douche.
Yep, 35 of them, though, can't all mean something.
They're all like tied off. They're string ones and rubber ones. Just let's knock it off with the bracelets, people. Okay. Think about the founding fathers. Think about the pilgrims on Thanksgiving, huh? This would not go over well for them.
That's true.
All right. Speaking of food, L.A.'s trying to do, or maybe they are doing it, the Meatless Monday. I'm not down with the Meatless Monday.
Nor am I.
This promo. But worst promo for a gay bar ever. Am I right? I mean, like, maybe AIDS Wednesday?
Oh.
But I'm just saying, Meatless Monday, not a good promo.
Right.
My daughter's making a face.
She should be. She should be scowling at you right now.
Yeah.
Who's the parent there, by the way?
Here's the thing. This thing where the government goes, hey, man, we can't have a soda larger than this, and hey, man, they can't sell candy bars at the school, and hey, man, no meat on Monday. I have a much better and radical idea. How about parenting? We just start with the parents. How about we just start the goddamn parenting process?
Like, meaning what?
How about you take your kid and go, hey, chunking stuff. You want to take that long walk of shame through the husky section of Sears?
Aww.
Or do you want to get your crap together? I'll take you to the husky section right now. And by the way, I think I've been to the Sears in North Hollywood. It is. The whole place is the husky section.
Is that right?
Yes. They don't, it's regular-sized people's called the Tinkerbell section, and that's it.
They have XXL and larger?
That's it. We've turned everything into one big husky section. We need to bring back the husky section and walk those kids through it, because that was always it. Like, I mean, at some point when that guy behind the counter with the clip-on tie said, yeah, we're out of tough skins for your fat ass. You got to head over to the husky section. That was a long and painful walk. And then you'd go to school the next day. Hey, where'd you get the pants? Not the husky section. That's for sure. I know where I didn't get them.
I'll tell you what I didn't.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also like the concept of the reinforced knee, which they had back in the day in the jeans, which now would take on a new very homoerotic
very
turn.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, parenting. You do your... It's not like they didn't have McDonald's when we were kids. They had McDonald's. They had sodas. They had Coca-Cola. They had
right.
Pepsi. They had everything they have now. We just ate less of it and did a little more running out in the sunshine.
Okay.
All right. And now my cranberry sauce recipe, because...
this is what everybody's been waiting for.
Would not be a Thanksgiving without it. The can opener should not be touched on Thanksgiving, and it always drove me nuts to see people baking and slaving away over pots and pans all day, and at the very last minute they go for the can opener and open the can of cranberry sauce. Cranberry, easiest dish you'll make all day tomorrow, and here it is. You get the sack of fresh cranberries. They just come in a sack. And by the way, I don't know what's happened, but for some reason, every time I try to get cranberries on a plane or anywhere else, it's like, oh, yeah, we got cran, apple, raspberry, banana, passion fruit.
Right.
And I'm like, how about cranberries? How about I just want to drink some cranberry juice. Well, we have cran, guava, pineapple. I'm like, pear. I'm like, listen, for people who order cranberry juice, what is the chances they don't want cranberry juice? What are the chances they really mean cran, apple, raspberry, strawberry?
Well, not to argue with you, but I imagine if it was a big mover, they would have it.
I don't know.
Hey, right.
I've been screaming about this passion fruit, by the way,
yes,
for years. It is now snuck up on us, and it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
There's passion fruit douche and deodorant now. It's everywhere. There's yogurt. Remember when I started screaming about it?
Yeah,
nobody listened to me.
There was
only crappy tea, and now passion fruit everything. What the hell's going on?
Are you afraid that if you yell too much, everybody's going to start turning you off entirely?
Could be.
Because you really do have all the answers, and yet you haven't given us your cranberry yet.
Oh, yeah, all right. Cranberries. One sack of cranberries and one cup of water, half a cup of sugar, put in a saucepan, bring it up to a boil, shut off, let it simmer, put the lid on. 4 minutes later, you have delectable, fresh-made cranberry sauce. You, my friend, will be the hero of Thanksgiving.
I've never seen somebody with more passion on a less important topic.
That's true.
We all secretly agree with me. We just don't know it.
Adam Carolla, of course, you can do the get the podcast. It's the Guinness World Record for the most downloaded podcast. You're doing a live podcast Thursday, December 6th at the Agora Canyon Club with special guest Dr. Drew.
We're gonna see how it feels to talk next to each other.
Plus, Adam Carolla's New Year Mangria show, which is Saturday, December 29th at the Lovitz.
Oh yeah. Oh, good.
It's only $50 for...
You get a bottle of Mangria, too.
How about that? That's going to be a fun night. Adam, thanks. We always appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world-famous K-Rock at 8:57. Cousin Sal, just after the top of the hour, giving you his NFL picks. Right now, it's time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
If you see those protesters, scream profanities at them, people. I'm asking you to do me a favor. Yell filthy profanities at those people.
Yeah, it isn't the people's fault who are trying to get to the airport. I'll tell you that. Whatever the issue is.
Screwing over regular folks who are trying to get to see their families for Thanksgiving is not going to help your bosses change their minds about whatever your problem is, workers. Stop it. Stop it.
What are you saying?
Saying stop it. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Sorry we're running a little late, but Kevin couldn't resist doing an in-depth 20-minute interview with a guy who wouldn't shave. So that's the reason the whole hour's been running late, because Kevin had to sink 20 minutes into the guy who doesn't shave and has a TV show about it.
It's a sport, Ralph.
Oh, Kevin, what are we going to do with you? Good news for Star Wars fans. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting. That's what they do.
Yes,
it's right there in the title. That Lawrence Kasdan has been tapped to write at least two of the scripts of the remaining Star Wars movies, probably episodes 8 and 9. Lawrence Kasdan, for those of you who don't recognize the name, he wrote a little movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, no kidding.
He finished the screenplay for The Empire Strikes Back,
which is considered better than the originals by some.
Wrote and directed The Big Chill.
Wow.
Grand Canyon was his movie. Accidental Tourist. This guy is one of my faves. Does a great, great, great job. So if he's writing the Star Wars films, there may actually be some hope for this franchise. Very exciting news. Also as exciting is that Bill Murray has decided he's going to make a comedy again.
Really?
Yes. They've announced the next Bill Murray movie. It's called St. Vincent de Van Nuys. And the premise has me hooked already. He plays the neighbor to a 12-year-old boy who's a son of a single mother who works all the time. So he decides to take the kid under his wing and teach him the ways of a decadent lifestyle. Fighting, drinking, gambling, how to cheat, lie, and steal while mom is away working a double shift at a nearby hospital. And so it's Bill Murray tutoring a 12-year-old in the ways of debauchery, mm-hmm. which makes me laugh already.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I love Bill Murray. He's doing a comedy. Fiona Apple is disappointing some of her South American fans. She has canceled her South American tour. Well, she's got a good reason. Her dog is sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She posted a long, rambling, handwritten letter on her website saying that her dog is sick and needs medical care and can't be under any stress, so she can't tour because how can she tour if she doesn't bring her dog with her on the tour?
Well, maybe her dog's dying.
Canceling the entire tour. Dog's not dying, pet parent.
You sure?
Yes. Dog needs regular injections of medication, but she doesn't want the dog to be under stress, so she is canceling the tour.
Skinny little bitch.
So, Fiona Apple fans, you don't get to see her because her dog's sick.
You said fans.
Yeah. Fan.
Yeah.
That one guy in Argentina is waiting for her to show up. She'll be very disappointed. Listen, I understand people. I know you love your pets, and I got that. But Fiona Apple, I'm sure, has people.
Sure.
I'm sure there's somebody who can be with the dog and make sure the dog gets to the vet and gets its injections, and all will be well.
That just means she doesn't want to tour.
That's what I'm thinking. She just she does not like the accommodations waiting for her in South America, so she is canceled. And speaking of canceled, Kelsey Grammer's series Boss has been canceled by Starz Cable Channel.
That's too bad. That was great.
Two low-rated seasons. Gave it a shot, but even though it was critically acclaimed, in fact, Kelsey Grammer won several awards, the Golden Globe and others, for his portrayal of the mayor of Chicago in the series. There were only about 300,000 people watching by the time the second season rolled around.
Really? It was that bad?
Yeah, not enough to sustain it. So,
what a great show.
It's going off the air, but the rumor has it that Starz will wrap up the series with a two-hour movie so that fans will be able to get their storylines summed up.
It was a good Christmas gift, people. Get those on the DVD.
I don't know if the second one is out yet, but I think the first one's
out.
Yeah, you can check that out.
So good.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bjork is 47 years old today. Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman celebrates his 46th birthday. Michael Strahan of the Giants, and now live with Kelly and Michael, is 41. Jenna Maloney celebrates her 28th birthday. And Carly Rae Jepsen, she of the Call Me Maybe fame, she is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's time to talk to Cousin Sal about the NFL. It is only Wednesday, but there are three NFL football games tomorrow.
Huh?
And then the weekend. And Cousin Sal, I believe I owe you a bit of an apology.
Yes. You scoffed at my picks last week that went 2-1.
I mocked you. I was wrong. You were right.
You were right about one of them. Thank you. You're a big, big man for saying so. But you were right about that horrible Raiders pick over the Saints. But otherwise, I keep it rolling.
You keep
it
rolling.
That's not why I called today. I have settled in because I have a cranberry recipe from the can. It's only going to take about 45 minutes to explain.
From the can?
So, yes. That's the only way to do it. Just give me 45, maybe 50 minutes.
Yeah, I've never met anyone that has gone on more about cranberries in my life than Adam Carolla.
Oh, he loves it.
All right, what games are you picking this weekend?
All right, let's take two Thanksgiving games. One's the Lions over the Texans. The Lions are playing on Thanksgiving this year.
How about that?
Yeah, we've been through this routine before. They play tough on Thanksgiving for about an hour, and then the tryptophan kicks in or something. And that's like in years past when they could have been beaten by Glee's high school football team. I don't know if they do anymore. Now they're struggling, but I still think the Lions are a good team, but most importantly, they're facing a Texan squad who will have traveled twice in 11 days. You know I love this nonsense. And just played a five-quarter game 3 days ago. So they're more exhausted than the publicist responsible for explaining the Middle East conflict to Kim Kardashian.
Right.
And you're going to see. They're going to show it on Thursday. Detroit 27, Houston 21. Take the Lions in 3.5.
Wow, that seems crazy to me too. But all right.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? Another game tomorrow?
You're gun-shy to make fun
I am. I don't want to make fun of you because I...
All right. This one you can't make fun of me for. I'm sorry. I'm betting this one with my broken heart. The Redskins +3 over my beloved and terrible Cowboys.
Oh, his cousin Sal loves the Cowboys more than anyone else on the planet.
Mm-hmm. I really do. But what a miserable experience it was watching them beat the cruddy Browns last week. And I don't even know why. Why am I screaming at the TV like, it doesn't matter. This is not a playoff team, even if they beat the Browns. So they let that rookie quarterback hop around the pocket for 10 seconds at a time while our supposedly superstar defense floundered. It was not pretty. And now we're going against RG3, the Skins quarterback. He's going to embarrass us. My flat-screen TV is going to be covered with sweet potato casserole by the time this one's over. Take the Skins and the 3 points. Washington 24, Dallas 20.
Wow, betting against his Cowboys. That must hurt.
Have to do it.
And then one more pick.
This is on Sunday, the Dolphins and the Seahawks. I'm not in love with the Dolphins lately, but the Seahawks team is subpar when they play on the road. And 4 of their 5 road games, they scored 16 points or fewer. Not less, Kevin, fewer. And they're a totally different team on the road. They're just more comfortable at home. It's like if you have a major organ on your body that's living comfortably,
right,
and then that body part went somewhere else. It's most likely not going to do well in that foreign body. That's why donating organs and betting the Seahawks on the road is stupid. It's a stupid proposition. Seattle's a loser on the road. Take the points again. Dolphins plus 3.5 to win 17-30.
Cousin Sal, not to argue with you again, but you know they're playing the Dolphins, right? You're aware of that.
Kevin.
All right.
Come on.
Cousin Sal gives us his picks usually every Friday. This is Wednesday because of the long weekend, and you can read him at grantland.com. Thank you, Cousin Sal.
All right. See you, Kevin.
Bye now. Do not forget to vote for Miss Double December. The voting is open now at krock.com, Miss Double December 2013. There are 10 of them, 10 finalists that we put up there, and we put up their questions and answers that they have put up, and you can vote on whichever one you'd like.
They're all fabulous.
They are.
So it's just kind of what your taste is, and we'll start interviewing them next week.
Don't
so
pick poorly. Do not pick poorly.
Because we got to hang out with them.
Because we got to hang out with them.
That's
so while,
true.
While they're hot.
So listen closely.
We want to make sure they're cool as well, hot and cool.
Yes.
So you can vote through the weekend. You can vote next week, and then a week from Friday, November 30th, the Miss Double December pageant will be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton, and we'll do the entire show from there as we do, and we will pick a new Miss Double December 2013. Beer Mug, where did you go, and who did you interview?
I went to the Best Buy at Porter Ranch, and I interviewed some of the first people in line for Black Friday.
And people have been in line. I saw a few people this morning on my way to work at a Best Buy, but people have been in line for...
See, I thought
a long time.
I thought the whole Black Friday thing. Of course, they all do sales so that they can get people into the store, and it's a huge shopping day. I thought it used to be you'd go at 4 a.m. or something.
Yes, it did.
Beer Mug went yesterday, which was Tuesday, and interviewed a bunch of people out in line in front of the Best Buy. He had to start by making sure that the microphone worked.
Level test 1, check, check 2, hot mic. 2, you know, ha 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 ha. Woo, check 1, 2, blah, 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 blah. Check 1, 2, check, check, check. Check 1, 2.
All right, done.
Check, check 1, 2, hot mic.
Mission
check
accomplished.
Check 1, 2. Uh-huh. Check 1, 2.
Mission accomplished.
Check, check, check.
All right, mission accomplished.
Check, check, check.
All right.
Most important thing to do is check the levels. You don't want to come back with distorted audio.
Right, but once you've checked it for 5 minutes,
it's
checked?
It's got to be perfect, Lisa.
Now, Beer Mug actually does pretty well, and I would like you to focus not on Beer Mug this time.
What?
But on the guy he's talking to, who's been in line. Just wait till you hear how he works it and how long he's been in line.
All right, I'm here with Brandon, a.k.a. Cheerio. He was the first man camped out in line here at the Best Buy in Porter Ranch. Brandon, what are these deals that are making you want to camp out?
Oh, man, there's got some great deals on a TV, $180 for a 40-inch. There's just so much here that's really, they're really selling for really, really good prices.
Has the weather been hot, cold?
Now, that's a good question.
Yeah?
Has the weather
are
been...
Are you uncomfortable?
He didn't say that. He just said, has the weather been hot, cold? I'm not sure how you answer that, but...
Cold at night, hot during the day, and was wet originally.
I'd like to also suggest that the weather for him is the same as the weather for you, because this is pretty much our city.
Right, but he's outdoors, Kevin, okay. In a tent.
I got you.
Now, Brandon, do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Now, how do you get off work to camp out here?
Getting off work is actually really difficult. We work a swing shift. We trade off. We got... A group of people. You can't really do it with much more than less than 4 people, because you gotta have one person to hold it down in case the bathroom breaks. You got another guy doing gotta go to work and stuff like that. So you gotta trade it off. Otherwise, there's really no way to hold it down by yourself.
Have you camped out for anything else ever in your life?
Actually, no. Best Buy is pretty much it. I started about 3 years ago with these guys. I thought they were nuts originally, and I just come to love it just because it's a great experience.
And you were here. You've been here since when?
Friday, 9:30.
Okay.
Okay. So yesterday was Tuesday.
Friday. Yeah. Friday.
He's yeah. been there since Friday morning.
What
yeah.
makes
night?
Them decide that Friday morning. Friday's the day?
Apparently, that's when the store sets up the area for people to start. And
no,
I don't know if this was in there
last
yeah.
Friday.
I don't How know much if, crap are they gonna buy yeah, exactly?
Well, he said that the reason that they got there so early is because they were 15th in line last year and they wanted to be number one.
They came
too late last
he
year.
He is number one.
Yeah.
In case last Friday isn't clear enough, Beer Mug does help us out.
Friday. So you've been here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and today is Tuesday.
Yes, Friday at 9:30 a.m. I arrived, set up a couple chairs. They pulled out the poles, let us know that it started.
Cheerio, thank you very much, and good luck, sir. I hope you get all those deals you've been waiting for.
All right, thank you.
How about that? Teams of four.
Yeah, two shifts.
Working shifts. Shift. Going to the bathroom. Yeah. Somebody holding the place. Tents, food. It's
you
crazy.
You better be buying thousands of dollars.
He's
going to
get one.
Stuff.
I guarantee he'll get one thing.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be in there all trying to get stuff.
Yep. So then Beer Mug finds somebody else.
Do they give you some sort of like pass that you'll get them, or it's just like once you're in the door, you have first bids?
First dibs, I think.
Dibs
is what you
was
mean.
What I meant.
Not bids.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much what Best Buy does is they give you a flyer that guarantees that item up until about noon. They usually have a minimum 10, so if you're the first 10 people, you get it.
Now,
oh, well,
they,
that's pretty cool.
If they hand out the flyers to the 10 people, then right. why don't those people go home?
Because they don't hand out the flyers, Kevin, until like doors are going to open on Friday.
I see.
So you got to wait for those flyers.
I see. Okay. So at least you try to – you give them a really good offer. To take it off his hands.
Joe, what if I gave you like, what if I slipped you like a 10? Would you hook it up with the 40-inch ticket?
I've already been offered 50 and passed it up.
Ah, damn it.
It was a good effort, though. $10.
$10.
To get his spot, to get his thing.
Steep.
Here's
God,
where...
why don't we just put our orders in?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like pay him cash to fill up our basket.
I hear you.
Huh.
So to speak. So now Beer Mugs is starting to look around and kind of notice the supplies.
And I see you have all your goodies, all your necessities, first aid kit, wild cherry Pepsi, licorice, propane tank, some brownies. What happens if the zombies come? Are you prepared for that?
Am I prepared for a zombie? Yeah, we're prepared for a zombie apocalypse.
What? A zombie apocalypse?
You kind of trailed off there.
Oh, wait. Someone needs to explain to me hygiene here while you're camped out for 7-8 days on end. How do you take care of it, Joe? Oh, is it Joe or is it... It's Joe.
Joe. Well, lucky for me, since we rotate out, we all just go home and shower.
Oh, there you go. They just go home and shower.
Easy peasy.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Now, halfway through this question, Muggs is sidetracked, as is everybody else, by a pizza delivery. So they're having a conversation.
That is the way to get food.
They're having a conversation, and they're talking, and then the pizza guy shows up, and it all goes right to hell.
What do you do for your Thanksgiving meal on Thursday?
Usually I just go home, see my parents for like an hour, and then come back here with food.
Now, do you have somebody keeping post for you while you're gone?
Yes, my girlfriend's family is over here.
So they look after you while you go eat dinner. What about them? How do they have dinner?
Their family usually eats in the evening, so my family eats in the morning, and then we just switch off right after.
Look at all the schematics in this. This is insane. What's your...
Domino's! It's like Santa.
That works. Hey, screw turkey and mashed potatoes. Domino's in the house.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
He's like a little kid that saw something shiny. So tell me about Thanksgiving. Domino's! Awesome! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37. Just got a new post that we put up at KROQ.com, KevinandBean.com, from Bean, and a news piece that they did on the CBS Morning News.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where Bean...
Meet the Kidney. You get to meet the Kidney. Interview the Kidney.
Interview the Kidney. Right?
Kidney's still on a whirlwind press tour.
That's right.
Yes.
It's got a lot of stuff to do this weekend.
Kidney's got a new sitcom coming on CBS next fall. Looking forward to it.
Omar is beside himself that Bean cried. Because
Bean is a conundrum wrapped in a riddle, enveloped in a douchebag.
None of us, myself included, I've known him the longest, have ever seen him cry.
Uh-uh.
Come close to cry, be emotional, nothing.
No.
It's the best birthday I ever had.
Thank you, man. It's good to see you.
Crying like a little girl.
Here's it must thing. Have been the drugs.
Here's the only thing we can draw from all this. Having watched Sunday's Dexter last night, I'm sorry what's going on. Bean and Scott are and always have been lovers.
I didn't catch that.
It's the only possible explanation for any of now. This. Why would kidney? Why would Bean suddenly get all kinds of generous and give up a kidney to a man?
It's because they love.
Reportedly doesn't know that well.
That's right.
They've been lovers for years. All those trips Scott had to make up to Bean's house to work on his studio.
Equipment.
His guest studio. He would go up there for the weekend just to fine-tune his microphone. Come on.
Now, either we're being skeptical or Bean's heart grew a few sizes bigger.
Cindy Lou Who finally taught him the true meaning of Christmas.
God so check him. That out at krock.com. Check it out at kevinandbean.com. We don't know how to handle an emotional Bean. I think that's what we're saying. All right, let's check out the showbiz Bean.
Well, it's hardly our fault.
Look, I feel bad making fun of him, but I will.
What if you went home and your dog started flying around the room and you freaked out and everyone said, hey, what's the matter? Well, you know what the matter is? My dog suddenly is flying.
Same thing as Bean crying?
Take a little bit of getting used to. Don't look at me. I'm strange for reacting oddly. It's not something you see every day. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Later! Back in the news.
What do we do without her?
Lindsay's show debuts Sunday, by the way. Don't forget, on the Lifetime Cable Network, Liz and Dick. Lindsay finally gets to show her acting chops in this film that many are calling laughable.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you can check that out Sunday night. I'm going to give you the heads up over the long holiday weekend what you can check out for. Also, Monday, people have noticed, so I need to address it, the episode of Bones that I appear in is going to be airing Monday night.
No kidding.
Cool. Yeah.
So I want to give you a heads up because I will not be here. I'll be on the sidelines for the Eagles-Panthers game.
You really got sideline passes?
I got all my passes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I might suit up. I think they need my help, quite frankly. I might try to shore up that offensive line by putting on the pads. And
the Eagles could use a little something.
Look, people are dropping left and right. So Monday night, if you're not watching Monday Night Football, you can check out Bones, and I will be.
They're all over the place.
I am. Do not expect much, people. I recommend not blinking.
Oh, it's quick.
While watching the episode.
Okay.
I'm dead before the episode starts. Usually when you get to be the guest star on a show like this, one of these procedural shows, you get to be the guest star that dies.
Right.
And that's saying something.
But you get to chew it up when you die.
Right. You get to have some sort of emotional scene, and then you're off in the opening sequence or something. I, however, have met my maker before the episode begins.
What's your character's name?
Morgan Donnelly.
It's Morgan!
There we go. Yes, Morgan Donnelly, the comedian. I play a stand-up comedian who is murdered.
Already dead.
And Bones and the crew have to try to bring my killer to justice. So thanks, Bones and crew, for making that effort. But
it's Morgan! Yeah,
Morgan does not have a lot to do.
Does he have a little lines?
In Monday night's episode.
Even in flashbacks?
There is a flashback. They look at some of the footage of me performing my stand-up.
All right.
My patented hilarious stand-up at the comedy club just previous to my murder. They go back and look at some footage because I'm confronting a heckler in the audience.
Oh, all right.
Spoiler alert. And they're wondering if that maybe has something to do with my death. So they do go back, and you do see, I think, some promotional material, some posters and things from my tour and things like that. But that's about
Morgan.
Not a lot of Morgan in Monday's show is what I'm saying. The show is not called Morgan.
More than usual.
It is called Bones.
There's more Morgan than there was last week.
I just want to give everybody a heads up.
But just not by much.
Don't expect too much Morgan. Johnny Depp, his romance, according to Star Magazine, has taken a serious turn. He apparently is head over heels for Amber Heard. Now, we had heard those two, no pun intended, were seeing each other.
Yeah.
It was on again, off again. Reportedly, it is on again. Now, sources say, supposedly close to Johnny, that he's madly in love with her, wants to marry her, and have kids with her.
Isn't he famously not married his whole life?
He did not marry Rebecca Paradis, or what's her first name? Is it Rebecca? Something Paradis. His longtime girlfriend, mother of his children. Huh. They didn't get married. Amber apparently is hesitant because rumor has it she's still seeing her ex-girlfriend, Tasia Von Rhee, and isn't ready to settle down yet. You know how it is when you're in love with a smoking hot actress model and you're crazy about her. She's crazy about you, but she's a little hesitant because she's still banging her smoking hot girlfriend in her bisexual love affair.
Isn't a house big enough for three, Ralph?
That's what I'm saying, John. You've got to, you know, open up your heart and your pants. And if Tasia is going to make Amber happy, then why can't you?
USA! USA! USA!
Oh, I guess it's not USA, it's France.
No, he's American, Kevin.
I know, but
the girlfriend, the other one, Vanessa. Vanessa Paradis was her name. Yeah, she was French. But Amber Heard's all American,
yes,
baby.
She is.
She's 100% grade A American beef. Well, we're talking about opening up your pants. Yet another accuser has stepped forward claiming that Elmo molested him. Kevin Clash, the voice of Elmo, who resigned from Sesame Street yesterday.
USA!
No, I don't think
USA.
He deserves the USA chant. There's another gentleman who has stepped forward, a 24-year-old man named Cecil Singleton, who claims when he was 15, he was persuaded by Clash to hook up for sexual encounters.
Hmm.
He is now suing and wants more than $5 million in damages in his lawsuit.
Hmm.
Yeah. I love that he persuaded me to have sex with him when I was 15.
Come on, Elmo, love you.
Imagine him doing the voice. He's got the puppet sticking out of his fly.
No.
Elmo sticking out of his fly.
No.
Tickle Elmo.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sad news up in San Francisco. I did want to mention this because I mentioned earlier in the week they were looking to ban nudity in the city of San Francisco, and it looks like that ban is now in effect.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was all guys that were going naked.
City council
Well, it always
point
is.
Yeah.
City council stepped up and said,
guys and old ladies.
Thank you. no, you can't be naked anymore. So apparently there's a few exceptions. During festivals, you can be nude, and on certain beaches you can be nude, but throughout the city limits and neighborhoods like the Castro, you can no longer just be out there flaunting your junk. Sorry, fellas.
That's covered up.
You do. And I do want to remind you that it is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow. The 86th annual kicks off at 6 a.m. Get up early. Don't miss any of the floats. Don't miss any of the giant inflated helium balloons featuring your favorite characters.
Remember a former producer a long time ago, Frank?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He used to watch that, and then the Rose Parade, and then he would, like, rewatch them. And yeah, we heckled him endlessly.
Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is awesome. I can see that one.
Parades, in general, are lame.
And not when a giant Buzz Lightyear floats down,
yes,
down the street.
Yeah, it's still lame.
Not when a great Kermit the Frog is all inflated coming down your street. It's awesome.
Is Elmo going
to
be coming
down? I don't believe Elmo is in this year. Apparently, no kids wanted to hold his tether. Too many kids already held his tether. They have free new balloons this year. I'm looking forward to Papa Smurf, Hello Kitty, and Elf on the Shelf.
You don't really watch that.
Oh, love me some Elf on
you
the Shelf.
You don't watch that.
While we're in the holiday mood, I do want to bring you the story of Sarah Hamilton Parker. She is an adorable woman. She called the police yesterday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Called the cops on a Salvation Army bell ringer set up at a shopping center in Portsmouth.
Oh, Omar's going to be so happy with this story.
Yeah. She works nearby and says, I listen to this for 200 hours a year. It's the fourth year. I can't take it anymore. So she called the cops to complain about the sound of a woman ringing a bell trying to raise money for charity at the holiday season.
Yeah.
It makes me hate Christmas, she said. Cops say she's pretty much out of luck, so she won't be able to get the bell ringer as arrested as she wanted to.
That bell ringer, you know, is turning the bell toward that house and ringing it a little louder.
I'd get me one of them, one of them ship's bells they get off the bottom of shipwrecks, you know, those giant brass ones.
Get a crane to hire it and hang it just right over her house.
Talk about your Grinches. Today's celebrity birthday is Carly Rae Jepsen. She's 27 years old today. One of the hottest performers in the world right now. The Canadian songstress had that smash hit, Call Me Maybe.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. It's hard to look right. At your baby.
Love it or hate it.
I like it. I have to admit, I like it.
Love it or hate it, that is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Yeah. Thank you to Ralph at krock.com if you'd like to thank him for that.
No, we don't need any more is the Call Me Maybe parodies.
Oh, there have been some?
I don't believe we need. Maybe the Gangnam Style and Call Me Maybe parodies, we can, for the holiday season, we could put a moratorium on this.
I think that's probably a good plan.
Jenna Maloney's 28 years old today. Former New York Giant defensive end and now TV talk show host Michael Strahan is 41. Former Dallas Cowboy quarterback Troy Aikman turns 46. And singer Bjork is 47 years old today. She's good. When's her Christmas album coming out?
You hate Bjork.
And I hope all the fairies have magical Christmases when the bears come into the wilderness and touch them with all the heavenly love of a cloud dipped in cotton candy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Have a great Black Friday. We will see you on this coming Monday. We've got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, and we have Chris Hardwick from The Talking Dead. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL weekend. And we begin to have Miss Double Decembers in the studio.
Yes.
As we only have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for that to happen.
Yes.
And then Friday is the big pageant, the Miss Double December pageant, which is at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. A week from Friday. So go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com and vote. And then you can listen to them on next week's shows. Also next week, we have Frankie Edgar in the studio.
Oh, Frankie Edgar. Does he also grow facial hair?
No, he's a UFC fighter.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
And an amazing one at that. Comedian Bill Burr.
I was hoping
do you want to hear some more of my Jack Passion interview?
I was hoping we were going to have some more Whisker War interviews.
Did that not go long enough for
you? No, I felt I grew a beard in the length it took you to interview him. I had a full beard by the time you were done.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We will see you.